Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge fans, and welcome to another great episode of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show, sponsored, as we all know, by Grudge Inc. Well, it was another cold day down here in Texas. Hadn't been that cold in a while, but it got pretty cold. So for the ones who are in Texas, we had to bundle up a little bit for the last couple of days. But hey, all in all, been very good. I hadn't heard of races that happened this weekend. You know, everybody's fine from the great weekend that happened in Dallas last week, so everybody's kind of getting ready for Christmas, and some of us are getting ready for the trip down in Bradenton, down in Florida, which is the last big grudge race that goes on at the end of every year, which always turns out to be a great event. For the ones who hadn't been, the ones who are trying to go, we have a few cars from Texas go make the long haul, and we all want to wish them well. Bradenton is a nice place to race. The weather's always good and warm. We got some Texas cars coming out there, so we want to go out there and wish the Texas guys well. You know, also leading up, I don't know, we got some upcoming events going to be coming in January. After Christmas, you know, some guys will be freshening up in the first race, if everybody know. Roy James have a race there at HMP, which is a big race for him every year. He's been doing it for a long time. So, you know, Roy probably will come on here and talk about that race, which is supposed to take place, I believe it's January 19th and 20th. So for the ones who going to be up and running after a few weeks off, going to be ready to go, try to make the HMP, make the Roy James MLK shootout. Should be a lot of action going on. A lot of people going to be looking forward to it. In offense, it's nice, man. You know, winding up on the year, I'll be reading the boards, checking out different stuff. And I was looking, I think Batman is trying to put together some deal down in the Dallas Metroplex. Down there with grudge races and pick out some awards. It would be a good thing. We have a lot of people in the Dallas area their races, and at the end of the year, they try to have a little get-together, a little party, and give some of those guys some recognition. So, which is always a good thing. You know, hey, we race all year, beat the hell out of these cars, beat the hell out of each other's pockets. At the end of the year, you know, guys get together and try to have a little get-together. It's always a fine thing. And just bring you up today, for our topic, we're talking about getting together, and which is a big thing, getting together as grudge racers. And as you know, tonight's topic is going to be something a little different because, well, the ones who know me, you know, I travel around and try to make a lot of shows, and I start traveling and going outside the state of Texas. And with that being said, you know, I end up meeting a lot of people. Met Jake Bourne, and Jake Bourne had a vision that when I started going out of Texas, I always had this vision of going on YouTube and looking at a lot of races out there on the East Coast. And so I met Pro Stop Joe. He was with NGRA, and we got to talking. And as all the ones around this way know, a year or so ago, we went out to Mississippi, and we met up with NGRA and had a great time. You know, I met Jay Bourne, and we talked. You know, he started putting together a program called Grudge, Inc. And with tonight's topic, we want to shed some light on what Grudge, Inc. is about and what Grudge, Inc., what their vision is. You know, the sad thing about it, not a sad thing, the good thing about this is I already had that vision in mind when I started venturing out, going to the East Coast. You know, when you start racing and people start going faster and faster, you know, you want to say, hey, what's left out there for you? And people start looking outside their state. So, you know, meeting through Pro Style Joe, Willie Dog, Mike Hill, and some of the rest of the guys, it allowed me to meet other people. You know, I met Jay Bourne, and Jay Bourne come up with the concept of Grudge, Inc., and we start talking and start meeting a lot of other people and allowed me to go out to the East Coast to support the big race that they had in Macon with a lot of races from different states. I mean, when I say a lot of races from different states, from all over as far as California, Chicago, Michigan, Florida, North Carolina, you know, it's just people in Louisiana, Alabama, from everywhere, you know, it was getting together and we had a great time. But that brings me back, and I bring it back to Texas, and I speak here in Texas and try to get Texas to understand grudge racing have been around for a long time, and it's been around, and we look a lot on YouTube, and you see the East Coast, and you see the East Coast, and you see the East Coast. And the interlocals, we just see our stuff mostly around here. We didn't know a whole lot about those guys. So with Grudge Inc., it gave us the opportunity and a platform to where we all can bridge. It won't just be East Coast. You know, we got different states. A lot of grudge racers have been racing for a lot of years. We got some heavy hitters right here in the Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi area. We got some heavy hitters here also. Grudge Inc. have given myself and along with some other people who we've been talking here in Texas the opportunity to where, hey, man, we try to bridge gaps. We try to get all these grudge races to understand that, hey, we can be just as popular as guys that we see on the East Coast with some feel like, hey, they the shit, but they not the shit. Hey, in actuality, where we all come from, we all the shit. It's just we have to meet up, and that's what Grudge Inc. has allowed us the opportunity to do. It hasn't given me opportunity. So with a nice topic, man, you know, I want to talk about it. I got the CEO, which is Jay Bourne, was the founder and CEO of Grudge Inc., along with some other members of Grudge Inc. across the country, just to let people here in Texas and the surrounding states who may not have a good idea and a good understanding is what Grudge Inc. is trying to do. I'm going to bring Jay Bourne on and let Jay Bourne fill you guys in. And one thing I want you to remember, Grudge Inc. is for every grudge racer. It's just giving you an opportunity to meet people, invite people to your shows, travel to their shows, have an organization, man, have some fun. Don't think just because if you be a member of Grudge Inc. that you won't race each other because these guys go at it cats and dogs. But, hey, it's just an umbrella, guys, and it's a racing umbrella, and I'm going to let Jay Barnes come on and fill you guys in about the concept and the vision of Grudge Inc. Hey, Jay Bourne, you out there?
Yes, sir, Tommy Dog. How you doing this evening?
I am doing fine, man. How are you?
All right. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and kind of let everybody enlighten people on grudging and try to make sure that, you know, everybody got a good understanding. A lot of times, you know, people put a twist to it and what it is, what people think it is not. And so I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to your audience, you know, about grudging. That one thing I want to go into quickly is that I want everybody to know, as of the time earlier today when I checked, that the Atomic Dog Show is at this point, I think, is number two in the nation for this week. That thing changed kind of daily. But, you know, as of today, the Atomic Dog Show, this show that we're on right now, is when you rank all the automotive internet shows in the country, the Atomic Dog Show is ranked, you know, number two at this point, have been number one in the past, always in top 10. So that lets you know, you know, for y'all that don't really understand how internet radio works, you know, there's a lot of shows out there, and it's based on how many people listen to the show on a given day, a particular show. And so I'm proud to say that Atomic Dog Show is number two in the nation, not just Texas. So congratulations on that, Atomic Dog. You know, that in itself says a lot about Atomic Dog and Sharon, as well as Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog, I think that the if I you have to give me some prompting if I get off course, but you know I'm a talker. So, but you know, again, going back for people to understand what Grudge Inc. is, first and foremost, it's not an organization that prevents you from grudge racing with anybody, anywhere, anytime. That is not what we stand for. I want to kind of get that cleared up. That Grudge Inc. is a platform in which grudge racers can unite together and support one another. Now, also, in doing that, just believe it or not, the fact that, you know, as popular as grudge racing is, you know, at this point, we have no reality shows in grudge racing. We have no sponsors, in corporate sponsors in grudge racing as on a national level. There are some local guys that get some sponsorship. You know, and if you think about this, you know, just to show you how bad it makes grudge racing as an industry, not the grudge racer, but the grudge racing as an industry, how bad it makes us look, is that, I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but if you look at their show they call, I think it's the Barkers, and they ride a little scooter. They got corporate support, and the man ride a scooter. There's people out here that that got reality shows, you know, and I say this jokingly, but I have to admire the things that she have accomplished. Honey Boo Boo, if y'all don't know who Honey Boo Boo is, she's the number one reality show in the country. She's 6 years old. You know, Index Racing, you have people that get big sponsorship in Index Racing. NHRA racing, every heads up racing, everything but grudge racing. So, all that being said, what Grudge Inc. is attempting to do is to provide a platform that grudge racers can unite and come together, so that we can get a chance to get an opportunity to take advantage of some of these opportunities that's out there. One of the main reasons that grudge racing do not move forward is because there's a whole lot of eyes. You know, everybody, there's a million people out here trying to do it separately. You know, I for one think, hey, let's come together, do it as one unit, and then believe it or not, off that one unit, many things can spur off. But we got to unite first. So Grudge Inc. is about, and that's Grudge Incorporated, that's about grudge racers coming together, supporting one another. and it does not mean you're against the odd person out. Now, we do try to, one of the things that we are trying to accomplish is to create an event schedule in which, and this is something for y'all, a lot of people out here already know me, and they know that I've made some good headway with a lot of corporate sponsors, and that we have some good opportunities for us, perks that they want to offer us, and also discounts on parts, different things. But one of the things that it was brought to my attention about grudge racing is there's no preset schedule where the sponsors can plan out a year in advance. There's, and I'm just going to use the ADRL for an example. You know, in this heyday, you pretty much knew what month it was coming to your state. That gave the sponsors the opportunity, and the word sponsor means they are buying into your thought and your product, but they what they're really doing is they want a platform in which they can show off their product. And so when you give them a schedule in advance, they can plan where they're going to have their big trailers, where they're going to have their products, where they're going to have certain people in advance, not 2 weeks out, not a month out, you know. That's one of the things that Grudge Inc. is trying to accomplish. Make sure that we can hold to a schedule and be there. And when the sponsor actually sponsors DJ Grant, Big Drag, Atomic Dog, they know he will be there. That's one thing. I'm giving an example of something that Ford, I think, is a sponsor, as well as Castrol is a sponsor of John Force. Well, they don't have to worry about whether or not he's going to be at the NHRA event, you know, in Tacoma, Michigan, or wherever, Tacoma, wherever it is. They, you know, they can feel confident in sending him funds and products, and that on that date and time, you know, he'll be there representing them. And that the when the camera's in his face, he'll have enough sense to know, let me thank Castro and then Ford. That's something that grudge racers haven't really understood yet. A lot of us, when the camera's in our face, we just want to talk about how bad our car is. That's one of the things that we got to learn, that if we want corporate sponsorship, we got to think about the person that's going to pay the bill first. But, again, through Grudge Inc., so far, Grudge Inc. is roughly 8 or 9 months old. We have on the radio shows, we started out with 200 listeners back in early March. And in November, we're at 100,000 listeners a month. That's some phenomenal growth in that short period of time. Now, our goal is to get to 1 million listeners a month. And the reason that is so that the people who support Grudge Inc. have a platform. If you think about it, when you come on the Atomic Dog Show and you say, and I'm just using Roy James for an example, if Roy James came on and there's 1 million people listening that month and he talk about his event that's coming up, think what kind of magnitude that carry for him. But also think what kind of magnitude that carries for the sponsors who's associated with him. That's what Grudge Inc. is about. So that's the business side of it. That's the kind of the vision of it. And also one of the things that y'all all know that grudge racing is not always accepted at certain tracks. That's a project that Grudge Inc. has taken on to uplift grudge racers, to present grudge racers in a better light, to let track owners and other promoters out here and sponsors know that grudge racers have safe cars. They are intelligent. They know how to speak and carry themselves well. That's what we do. Now, grudge racing is grudge racing, so don't never get it mixed up. If you tune into these shows, you can hear some things. But we also know how to properly represent a sponsor. But again, Grudge Inc.'s goal is to uplift us and to get us into that those boardrooms and those corporate offices so they can actually see us. This year, you know, Grudge Inc. was in Drag Illustrated, which was a good thing, which came out around May or June, so we were only about 5 months old at the time. And, you know, it was welcome. It, you know, we got more articles and things coming, from my understanding, through the Drag Illustrated. And that's just corporate, you know, that's just mainstream for y'all. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That's just mainstream decided to pay us a little attention. Why? Because all of a sudden, instead of us being a million individual voices all called the country, we're turning into one voice, and it's loud. And the one thing that corporate people understand, loud voices translate into the cash register ringing. At this point, every dollar you spend do not help grudge racing as an industry. Everything you spend at this point helps either index racing or head-up racing, because they assume that that's the only type of racers that's out there. Either you're an index racer or you're, you know, an NHRA or an Oscar or, you know, a head-up type racer. So they give those industries credit for the millions of dollars that grudge racers spend. So I'm saying, we're going to separate ourselves from that category. No, we are not an index racer. We are not a head-up racer. We are grudge racers, and our millions of dollars should be put, should be appreciated by the products that we buy, by the company that owns the products that we buy. And the way that we want that appreciation is through sponsoring cars, through by putting up purses at events, by paying travel expenses, and by giving discounts on parts. That's what Grudge Inc. is trying to accomplish. But again, without the unity of the grudge racer, it can't be accomplished. One of the other things that has happened is that through Grudge Inc., the now, I don't know if y'all know these people, but King Scooby exists, King Biz exists, Jimbo exists, Roy James exists, Little Tony exists, Birdman exists, Butts Motorsports exists, Big Country exists, you know, just to name a few. And now, some of those names you may know, some of them you may not. But guess what? Within the last 6 or 7 months, these people have become nationally known. And so to go from, you think about this now, to go from a regional person or a state person to a nationally known person, you know, people pay millions of dollars to do that. So far, Grudge Inc. has taken on that, and it hadn't cost anybody anything other than the support and to do what you do, which is grudge race. I like that. One of the reasons I appreciate that Tracy is doing this, because Grudge Inc. and what we are attempting to do need your support. That everything, viewership and patronage, is what make a corporate sponsor step in. So we need for you to call into these shows and talk. What we really need also is for you to go on grudgeinc.us. and click on and look and make comments, because the sponsors are monitoring how many people look and how many people access the site. For y'all that don't know, that Grudge Inc. now has a store, which pretty much, because it's a little slow process, we're trying to get it all done by January, but pretty much every performance product you need, we have relationship with direct. We don't go through nobody, you know, that we can give you some discounted prices. And what we are trying to show by doing them is let them know what kind of money grudge racers spend, not index racers, not head-up racers, but grudge racers. And we're doing that in a manner where not only do you get the part from the manufacturer you want, but you save a few dollars too. We need your support. You know, we're trying to create an online community called the Grudge Book, which is similar to Facebook, where you go on and you create your community, you create friends, but the only difference is this is about grudge racing. I would like for y'all to go on and look so that you can put up pictures so that we can create a community of grudge racers so that, again, the corporate people can see this is a major force and we need to get in on it. At this point, let me tell you this. Grudge Inc. has also put out the championship belts across the country. They have been given away just about in every, with people who are with Grudge Inc. and people who aren't with Grudge Inc. Because, again, it's about the grudge racer. Let me give you an example. I want to tell everybody this. The Tommy Dog, bear with me on this one. I want people to know who the champions are.
Okay.
The world champions. And at this point, as far as the pro mart is concerned, Mighty Joe Young, I think he's out of New Jersey. He's the pro mart grudging world champion. Mo Green, Little Mo is the grudging world back half champion. Stevie Jackson, a lot of y'all might know him. Stevie Jackson is the Extreme 29 world champion. The Fulton boys out of South Georgia, it's the Nitrous, 29 champions. Those are national champions. And if, these are people that's available, if you want to challenge them for their belt, all it requires is a lock-in and, a deposit and a little action. We all know what that means. But let me go down this. Also, I want to give a little, let's get to the great state of Texas. At this point, I think I'm right on when I say that the belt that there's a back in Texas. Atomic Dog, who has the belt in back in Texas?
In Texas, the Texas Baddest back half belt was won December 1st at Dallas Raceway by Peanut out of Dallas. Right now, Peanut holds the Texas Baddest back half belt.
Exactly.
And Jay, just while speaking about Peanut with that belt, we have a lot of people right now willing to challenge Peanut. No soon things so he come available. But it might be some questions, and I just want to say this when time comes. But anyone that's out there who might have a question, please feel free to push the one button. Because I know I talked to some of you guys, and some of you guys had questions, and Jay Barnes, along with myself, and we have a few other people from different states on here. We want to give them an opportunity to talk to and allow them to share their vision of what Grudge Inc. means to them from their state. So I just want to put that. We have some people from other states out here, Jay. I got some of my own. So we want to hear from everybody. And if you got a question, guys, please push the one button because I like to use this time to answer the question to try to get people to understand what Grudge Inc. is about and what they stand for and how we have bridged the gaps for many states thus far doing this. So I want to bring that up, Jay. But Peanut is the back half.
And, again, now, let me tell you this. So, like this weekend, I can't remember all the lock-ins that we got for this weekend down in Bradenton, Florida now, but we got lock-in. We got people have already locked in from Detroit and Louisiana, from Texas and South Carolina, from Alabama to Chicago. But that's all because of the platform that Grudge Inc. has put in place where now these people talk on a regular basis. You see, at this point now, if a grudge racer knows he's going to Mississippi, and he lives in Florida, it's a simple thing. Just get on Big Clark Show or Mississippi Joe Show and call out who he need to and be there. It's kind of bringing everybody together. So I don't want to get too far gone with that, but the point is, Grudge Inc. needs your support. It's all about grudge racing. And, you know, we're trying to put together where we all stand together. But sometimes that comes up, you know, that we have to split. Sometimes we have to go left and right at the same time. That's fine. That does not mean that you're not grudging. And let me tell you this. Just because you are, I'm going to use the word member of Grudge Inc., that does not make you lose your individuality. You know, Atomic Dog has some excellent events because he works hard, and he and Sharon work hard to promote their event. They work, and they use Grudge Inc. as one of the tools. They don't lose their identity. They let Grudge Inc. just be one of the tools they use to succeed. And that's what we want everybody in the country to do.
Jay, can I interrupt you 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
We have another Grudge Inc. show that decided to join us. DJ Grant, can you hear us? DJ Grant, your show is, mic is open. Okay, well, we tried that. I don't know how well that's working. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Is that DJ Grant with the kid in the background?
I hope not. I hope not.
Just to let people know that.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, you know, it's just a system of us working together, and we want everybody to feel like they are part of it. It's not to exclude anybody, and it's to work to the greater good. You know, sometimes everything will go our way perfectly. You know, like that's life. It never does. But if we stand together, I think it has proven itself to this point, and I think it'll continue to prove itself in the future. Atomic Dog, that's all I have, unless you got something that I missed.
Okay, Jay, just hang on, because probably going to be some people that come on here with some questions, and I want them to come on here with some questions, especially a lot of people that are probably from around here in Texas area who are trying to get on board and understand this. But we have a lot of people here from different states, man. I want to take the opportunity to give those folk a chance to speak in the state that they represent. So, hey, Sharon, we're going to go to the line and you call on the people from other states. We got to let people know where you're from, what state you're from, and shed your light on what Grudge Inc. has allowed you to do and the direction you're trying to go with Grudge Inc. So, Sharon, who we got, and let's get a state.
Okay. We're still going to try to tie in DJ Grant's show. That wasn't DJ Grant that had the background noise. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open. Chemo, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Chemo out of Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. What Grudge Inc. has done for me is I talk a lot of shit and I put people in their place. But, you know, I've met people from all over the country with race cars. So Grudge Inc. is a good thing and is moving in a good direction, that I believe, that we can keep all the crybabies away, because with Grudge Inc. you got to have thick skin. So if you're a crybaby, do not get your ass on this show.
Chemo, tell them what kind of car you represent and tell them what you got so people out this way and other states to know Chemo and what they come with. Let them know what you come with, what you got.
My girl, she sports a small block with a fan. She wears some high heel shoes with 28 inch heels on them. Stock suspension.
I don't know, Kimo, if that was done very eloquently. I don't know if you might have to translate for the guy that I don't know if the guy that I text quite that deep yet.
Well,
you know, the fact that she got a fan and stilettos on. You know,
yeah.
you might need to back that up.
Let me specify. Well, small block, turbo car, stock suspension. stock suspension with 28 inch wheels on. Now, they can't, Jay, if huh? they can't read between the lines on that one, Jay, I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, they may did now, but I just want to kind of make sure, you know, nobody don't come on here in a few minutes like, now, what did Kimo just say?
You know what? Me and Lil Tony come down to Houston. I don't know who gave that race down in Houston earlier this year, but I heard we had one guy in the stands, man. He's like, he was from Dallas. He's like, man, my man Cornbread, my man Peanut. Cornbread and Peanut, y'all got to see their cars, man. Cornbread and Peanut come up there, prime time with both their ass. I said, well, man, what we watching? What is we watching? Prime time just come up here and roll Cornbread and Peanut their ass out. What are you talking about? So, fellas, that's on here is they sweet as bed meat over there in Texas. You know. We need to get on over there to the Midwest.
We can't wait to bring your car back. Because one day back, you say you small block and turbo. Trust me, Kimo, you came out here and you see we got some turbo, small block turbo cars out here that will get with you. So, you know, hey,
there's only one small block. Well, he ain't even small block no more. Yeah. There's only one guy I'm in reserve over there. That'd be the Wolf Man. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about man. One of them over there, get their ass down if they sit like me.
Well, y'all Texas guys, y'all hear that? That's Kimo, small block turbo. So one thing about it, when you come this way, we run a blower, we run turbo, we run nitrous. So I'm quite sure some gonna be asking, who is that guy from Michigan? Who is that guy? We gonna be looking forward to seeing some guy might travel up there.
Wait a minute, Tommy Dog. You ain't got to tell them nothing else. Get they ass to Hattiesburg. And Fat Tuesday, and I will be in Lehman. February 9th at Big Clock Show. Get they ass there. We can dance.
That is, guys. That's Kimo out of Michigan. He's looking to dance. He's going to come halfway. Everybody know Big Clock got something going on. February 9th is going to follow over to that Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. So, hey, you might be in for some of them guys in there, so stay tuned, Kimo. I don't think one thing about Texas guys, they're not just going to let you talk a lot of shit to them, not try to accommodate you, you know. Hey, we're Texas guys, we're a race. There's a bunch of them out there, and we're trying to introduce them to this across the state lines of racing these people, and you come a long way, so I believe you'll be hearing some in the future. I know a guy with a turbo car that loves to run, and he might be just about on here. Every time we have a show, he might not be saying nothing right now. I'm not going to call his name. When you hear the dog, it's generally a bark. So I know a guy that got a turbo, and he might be want to ask for you. So if you want to speak up, I'm going to let him speak up. He's generally sitting on his phone.
I hope it ain't King Stupid.
Well, he's out here. He might want to ask him questions. So, hey, I know who he is. He know who he is. He hear you, so. He won't speak. He'll push the one button to talk about it. See if he can get the Fat Tuesday. He generally goes to Fat Tuesday, so you never know.
Yeah. Well, Sub-Zero, she's a big old freak. So stay in heat, baby.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else we got out there from another state that want
to... Hey, he refused to listen.
Wait a second. Okay, check this out. Are you...
Those criminals, your mic is open.
Yeah. Hey, listen, now, I know you. Every time you guys you get on, you got a national show. We like that show. You know, we like grudge racing. There's a lot of grudge racers, right? Not putting up the big cash and all that stuff there. So when you guys be asking for brothers and sisters to be coming on the show, you know what I'm saying, to converse and engage, you know what I mean? You either engage with one of the brothers that are really, really too fast, you know what I'm saying, because y'all sponsor the show like that, you know, and then it kind of keeps them from, really getting on, you know, like yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I've been a grudge racer for 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Not really grudge racing, but just racing around Chicago, you know what I'm saying, doing that. So, you know, we just got on with grudge racing and you know what I'm saying? We do our thought this while here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know that. We know that. But whatever the case, yesterday, you know, one of the brothers was like, you know,
hey, man,
you know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Hey, would you get straight to the point, man?
Hey, my point is this, bro. I mean, you know, we all ain't got the 15,000 to 10,000, you know what I'm saying, to get down like y'all, you know what I'm saying? Get some of them other little brothers, you know what I'm saying, they do when they get on the show. You know, that's all I'm saying, cuz.
You got the flow right now. You got 50, you even had the flow for 5 minutes and ain't said shit.
I just said
who
it. I just said it. Look, season out here is over with, brother. So, you know what I'm saying? When the season comes, then we're going to be in engagement. But, you know, we talking. The season out here is over. Ain't nobody running out here. You know what I'm saying? It's 20 below down here, brother. Nobody out here running.
Do you know what show you on? You on a Texas show. And
I know what show we on, man. We on a Atomic Dog show down in Texas, brother. But, you know what I'm saying? You have the brothers out here on different parts of the country, too, man. So, you know, that's what we talking about.
You know what I mean? Man, listen. I don't know if you came down to Macon. Man, you didn't have to run from those $10,000, $15,000. Man, if you had $1,000, $500, or $1,000, them boys are ready to play. So when you don't hear listening to that, man, don't just stereotype that, man. You can come down there and race somebody for $500, $1,000. You know, it doesn't matter. It's going to spin the same. So you just don't worry about, well, I can't go down there because the big boy is playing. You're a big boy, too. If you're spending your money in your car, come down there and I guarantee, hey, you got Skins over there. That motherfucker Skins race every weekend over there. Yeah, he go rent a, from what I hear, Skins go rent a car from a goddamn rental car place and race for $500, $600.
Well, yeah, he get that. Yeah, you get that. I mean, we do it here, but I'm just talking about listening to your show, man. We listen to your show naturally, some of us, you know what I'm saying? You know, when we hear y'all talk, yeah, I fall into that. You know what I'm saying? We got to have that big money to get down there and want to race one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. But,
man,
yeah, I mean, you
so
clearly,
many
that's
cats
no big
on the deal. It's so many cats on that wall betting $10 and $20, $5. You don't have to have no $1 million to go nowhere and have a good time. And that's what we need to stop thinking. That's why we need to stop thinking like that. Man, if you got enough money to get down there, room and board, you get to any one of these tracks, you're going to have a damn good time.
All right. Well, that's where I was coming from, bro. That's all. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to get out there and see. Now I know it's all good.
I mean, shit, hell, Jay Bogging them, they're easy. I mean, any one of the races, you walk up to them and they say, come on over, get you some barbecue or something. You know, a couple guys from Michigan, I know they be out there barbecuing all the time. You know, hell, Big Fred was barbecuing like a motherfucker down there. So,
yeah, man, it's really fun, man. It ain't all business, but it is business when it's time. You know, but the main thing that we do, and you know, we have a good time. It's meant to have a good time. Now you might leave with your ass off. We're going to have a good time.
Right. It's all good, man. That's what I wanted to say, bro. All
right.
Oh, okay, Cheryl, who we got next to us from another state? I want some of the people from other states, the governor of the state, to come on and tell their experience.
Stelamite, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? What's up, everybody?
What's up, Dolomite?
What's up, Bill?
I'm from Georgia, the great state of Georgia, the Peach State, with all the pretty women and all the fast cars. What's going on, everybody? I wanted to come on this evening.
And all the good ducking guys come out of Georgia. There's a lot of good ducking motherfuckers over there.
Well, one thing about Georgia, though, you know where we at. So if we ducking, come get us. It's easy to say what we are, but you know, ain't nobody coming over here doing, excuse the French, shit to us Southeast boys over here. But that ain't all it's about. You know, the Southeast done had the limelight for several years, you know, dealing with this grudge thing, you know, with the innovation of YouTube and all the other stuff. So, you know, the guys over here are well known and pretty much got a jump start
on what's been going on for several years in a bunch of states, not just Georgia, but, you know, growth rates have been going on forever. It's just the limelight of some of the stuff I do, like videographers and stuff like that, man. We get a chance to put these guys, that you know, over here where we are, out and about. But Grudge Inc. is shining the light on the whole country. You know, that's what Grudge Inc. represents. You know, it's representing what's already been there, which is guys from each and every state that's been doing this for just as long as some of the guys on this part of town, you know, or even longer, you know. But it's giving them a chance to shine in the light. You know, Grudge Inc. has given us all a chance to come together, you know what I mean, pitch in a little bit, kick a little ass, talk a little shit, excuse the French, y'all, because really I don't talk like that a lot. But that's what Grudge Racing is about. It's about having fun. It's about having fun in a good way, you know. And I props to Grudge Inc. because this is what a lot of Grudge Racers across the country have been waiting for, a chance to not only show off their cars and what their cars are capable of, but to show the rest of the country that has the YouTubes and everything that they just, hey, they ready too, you know. So the Southeast, we really going to have to strap up. You know, I got my little Tile Sportsman car's 92 Pontiac Firebird, you know, and it's doing what it do. But, you know, my camera has been shining lately. It's been putting that spotlight on a lot of stuff that's been going on. And, you know, we got videographers everywhere, and everybody now, got a fast car. Go ahead. Somebody say something?
Yeah. Now, Texas, there is one way you can get yourself straight to the top. If you act anything like BET, you're going to go straight to the top.
Okay. Well, that's it. I figured you have never seen one of my videos, so you'll be shocked what I am capable of doing, you know, because you hadn't seen one. But, you know, we're going to remedy all that. Like I said, Grudge Inc. is giving everybody a chance to get to know one another. You know, it's like your long-lost cousin. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you get around him, and you find out, man, this dude here is pretty cool. Now, not only is he cool, but I'm going to take him out there and kick his ass and come back and eat a little barbecue and talk about it a little bit. You know, so it's going to be a fun thing. I can't wait to 2013 flip around, man, because, you know, what is about to happen, it's going to be something great for everybody that like drag racing, not just Grudge Racing, but drag racing in a whole, you know, because we all a community. You know what I mean? We chip in together, we have a good time, and Grudge Racing is another avenue to not only chip in and go together and have a good time, but you can do it and win a little money, you know what I mean? Put a little money in your pocket. Talk a little, you know, talk a little shit. Get your swag on. You know what I mean? This is going to be good. So everyone at the sound of my voice, Grudge Inc. is something that we all need to support. Grudge Inc. is not just a name. Grudge Inc. is all of us. And somebody heard somebody say, what makes Grudge Inc.? Why should I become Grudge Inc.? Because what we do anyway. We go to the track anyway. We drag race anyway. We grudge race anyway. So why not have something out there that unites us all, that helps us all, you know, with parts and everything like that, and have a world, you know, nationwide community of grudge racers. Now everybody gets some of the spotlight. You know, I ramble on sometime, but I'm trying to get everybody to see that Grudge Inc. is not just one person or one thing. You know what I mean? It's all of us coming together, having a good time, and do what we like doing anyway.
Okay. Cameraman, you done?
Huh?
I just don't want you to give a lot of the guys false hope now. You said they can come race and put some money in their pocket. You have to let them know they do have to win to put some money in their pocket now. Don't give them a false pretense.
Well, I tell you what, anybody out there that took that as if they gonna put some money in their pocket and not win, come see me at the track. Cause you the damn person I'm looking for. I'm looking for an easy payday. That sounds like somebody that's gonna pretty much be an easy payday for us all. But you know what I mean? You gotta bring ass to get ass. Everybody know that in grudge racing. You can't talk your way out the ass whooping.
You can't talk your way out the beans. Once you get in the beans, and that money on line, you get in the beans, somebody ass getting kicked.
If you DJ Grant, you know how to talk out of talk your way out of ass one.
Now wait a minute now. You're talking about my boy now. DJ Grant is one of the guys I like to put the money on, man. That's my boy now. I'm sure he gonna come out with it, Kimo. Yeah.
You know Kimo.
Hey, Kimo,
know,
now, wait a minute now, Kimo. I got you on film with your boy, and I think he called you his. I can't say it because you know we got ladies on the phone, but he called you his bitch. Was that true?
Yeah, he did before his prank fell off the front of that bitch.
Now, I know DJ Greg, I'll tell you, I know he got this thing. What time is it? Is it time for him where he can come on? Yeah, I know he just itching to hit that damn one button, Kimo.
They working on something right now. DJ trying to merge his show with his show, so don't go away, DJ Grant. He will be on here. They working on some technical difficulties right now, trying to get the show merged, because a lot of people on the show want to come on here. So, DJ Grant, it's in process, so you will get him. So, just hang on. Go ahead.
Hey, I got to say one more thing now. Kimo, that last pass, I don't know if y'all seen it. If you ain't seen it, just go to DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com go up on the final hit. That damn Kimo Mustang made one hell of a pass, that last pass he made. I didn't even think it was the same driver. I had to ask, maybe it's not the same driver. And I thought somebody else had got the damn car.
Dolomite, I tried to get somebody to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, that was...
Let me tell you this, Kimo. I don't care what it did or how it did. Guess what? Down on your ass, I plan to go. Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. They were just calling for you a while ago. We got a lot of folks on here at the Pura Show, and a lot of guys out this way don't know exactly who you are or where you're from. So before you give them your version, what does Grudging mean to you? Explain to them who you are, where you're from, and how you sit with your car.
Or DJ, you got to give them your real name. You got to give them your real name, the video fix.
Okay, my real name is the Kimo Killer. That's my real name, the Sub-Zero Kimo Killer. That's my real name. No, really, this is DJ Grant, a.k.a. the number one stunner, a.k.a. the king of true stock suspension. I am the Alabama Grudge, Inc. governor, and I have a 2004 Cobra Mustang small block with a single turbo on it on 28s. Grudge, Inc., to me, I said this before, but I will say it again. I mean, I've never really could have seen myself probably becoming a member of any type of racing organization or racing team or anything like that, just because I ain't never really thought like that as far as, like, joining something. But Grudge, Inc. is something that's very positive. Grudge, Inc., you know, to me, it's made me known all over the country, pretty much, Grudge, Inc. I mean, and it's made a whole lot of other people known all over the country. I mean, it's Grudge, Inc. has almost made some superstars. I call them Grudge superstars now, because it's made where we were just kind of in a box. And now we all over the country. I mean, we all talk on these phones almost every night, and it's like a big brotherhood now. I mean, we all... You know, we are just like me and Kimo, we got our rivalry, but, you know, other than that, you know, anything I could ever do for Kimo, if there's something I could do, shoot, he got it. You know, that's just how it is, man. I mean, you know, the on race day, we want your ass, but other than that, we, you know, we can kick back and do what we do. I mean, Grudge, Inc. is just a great thing. I mean, I love it. I can't say enough good positive things about it, and one thing about Grudge Inc., it actually supports everything that we love, and it's nothing negative. I mean, you're always going to have some negative issues or negative this or negative that, but, you know, I wouldn't be a part of Grudge Inc. if I felt like Grudge Inc. supported anything negative or trying to, you know, come in and take over Grudge Racing or something like that, because that's not what Grudge Inc. is about. Grudge Inc. is pretty much, me, the organization of, you know, putting some type of organization or putting what we do in some type of order, I would say. You know, a lot of people may look at Grudge Racing as being a bunch of wild, crazy people. And some, you know, in some cases we are, but it's what we do and what we love. And if you don't understand it, you may think that. But it's letting people really get to see what we do and understand it. And it's growing like, I mean, it's growing unbelievable. But, I mean, I love it. And anybody out here on 28th, can come down on my ass, because I plan to go down on your ass. But that's it in a nutshell with me. I mean, I don't know if anybody got any questions for me, but I don't mind answering anything.
That's people know where you're going to be, DJ. You got a race coming out. That's people know you're next up race where you're going to be. So, you know, at that time of year, you got early one January, February. That's people know. So, you say you didn't want to sell them, you're a bad man, so let them know. That's right.
I will be in Brayton this weekend, and I'll definitely be in at Fat Tuesday. And definitely we're putting together something for the first Grudge Inc. will be 1 year old. Right around, when is that, Jay Barnes? Around March?
Yeah, March, April.
March, April, we'll be, Grudge Inc. will be 1 year old, and my understanding, we'll be putting together the 1 year anniversary Grudge Inc. race in my home state, the governor state of Alabama. So,
Jay Bonds.
Yes, sir.
Now, this every time you have an anniversary for Grudge Inc., will it be in a designated place, or will it be moving around?
We definitely want to move around, Kimo. The fact that one of the reasons that it is going back to Alabama this year is because DJ Grant was one of the guys that first stepped up and went out on a limb with me to put that race together. But it will be moving around, and so that's something that, you know, we look forward to, that annual race. But it will be, and also I want everybody still to understand, and I hope they do, and that so far, you know, that the people that have come on so far is from different corners of the country. And again, you know, what has helped support that is Grudge Inc. So, Timo, do you think Grudge Inc. is a good thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing. Would you say? Did I say it was a good thing, J-Bomb?
Yeah,
is it?
Uh-huh.
You know what? It does. We got, just like with everything, though, J-Bomb, it has its pros, but then it also has its cons. But for the most part, it's a good thing, you know what I mean? Where I say, okay, well, you can get known around the country and people will help you, you can call. See, I have DA Grant number personally. I could call and ask him something, or Beard, or, you know, saying Cold Killer, either one of them guys. I can call and ask him something. Now, that's the pros, you know. We can all help each other. Now, the cons that I see with it is, you know, a guy can't hide. Now, you can't sneak up on no one. Everybody gonna know. See you, so you know you can't go and say, "Well, man, after one guy had one race, you basically don't know him." So he can't sneak up on you. You know, you can't bring a car from out of town and say, "Oh, you don't know this guy." You come in there, you bet a lot of money, and you get beat real bad because you didn't know nothing about the car. So, you know, he's got his pros and he's got his cons with everything. But I think he's a great guy.
Well,
with that
being
said, how y'all doing? I'm glad Nick D just left me out. I have a host of the Nick D.
Uh-oh, my coffee.
Let everybody know.
How y'all doing? You and Miss Sharon. Are y'all doing all right?
We're doing fine.
And make sure that everybody understand that Butt Naked is not, you know, he, him and DJ Grant host that Alabama show, but DJ Butt Naked is, he also holds
the
Extreme 28 belt, and he always looking for action. Make sure, that, let's hear from one of the belt holders, Butt Naked.
Well, you know, I guess we supporting Atomic Dog tonight. I didn't know we were coming over to the last 30 seconds, he said, we're going to have a dog show tonight. So I didn't know anything about it, but we here. So anything that helps Grudging out, we're willing to do it. But I am the host. I am the Alabamian champion. And me and DJ got this show together, and we try to make it work. I think right now we pretty much the number one talk show that it is.
Uh-oh.
We do our best. I kind of laid back a little bit.
You also hold the belt for the only man that can dance down the strip pole.
I don't think you want this trouble with you 25, I got. I'm stopped suspicious. And you got high heels, I got high
heels. I'm just talking about the strip pole, man.
If he draw you, then tell you knuckle up now. We can get to it down in break. With that hand around, you got.
But nigga, what Grudge Inc. mean to you, Butt Nigga?
Well, like I said, you know, it kind of puts you out there when you're not known, and you meet a lot of people. That's the best part I like. When I met Miss Sharon and my dad, Macon. Man, I tell you, that race in Macon, the North versus the South, I met a lot of people. Now, a lot of people met me. You get to be friends with a lot of people. You get to interact with a lot of people. You get, you know, find out a lot of things about a lot of cars and the information that you did not know. You can call them up and ask them, and they can give some advice. Like Big Drag. Big Drag is one of the best guys I have met, him and Larry and all the guys that threw that way. And, man, I tell you, these guys are phenomenal when it comes to information and wisdom, you know.
Yeah.
That's the part I like about Grudge Inc. I'm still me, but I'm a part of Grudge Inc. until I die.
All right. I'll tell you what, Butt Naked, if you don't mind, let's open up a few mics over here on the Butt Naked DJ Grant Show, 708-8152. Your mic is open. State your name first.
I'm just listening right now, son. I'm just listening.
All right. Let's go. 773-7399 is number. Who's this? Rapsy
voice?
What's
up, Connie?
What's going on, bro?
Not a whole lot, bro. You know, it's been a long time since me and you talk, bro.
Now, let me see. Put a name to the voice.
You don't know who this is?
Man, it's a funny name. As a matter of fact, the number looks so familiar. The number looks so familiar.
Just go and tell the truth, man. You don't know who the hell this is, do you?
Nah, I don't. I'm at a total loss. The 773 number, you from up north. So you from up central north somewhere. And, you know, but I tell you what, so we don't hold a show up. Let us know who you are, because you do. I think this might be Leroy.
It's 6 o'clock, man.
What's wrong with you, man?
Who's this right here? I can't hear you, man. You gotta do better. Come on, give me the name.
That was me, man. I don't know who that was you were calling, but I just had to say what's up. That's all. I ain't trying to be in the wild. It's Dolomite.
Dolomite. Okay. Dolomite, you know what? See, I can't see you on a Butt Naked show, so I know you're on a Atomic Dog show. So that's a good one. But Dolomite, I'm glad you're on a show tonight. I'd like to bring something up in a hot second. But I tell you, we do have a few callers on the Butt Naked DJ Grant show, and then if you don't mind, I'll let. Jay Barnes, you were talking about how Grudge Inc. needs all the listener, all the internet, all the digital logger support. I'd like you to rehash that over the show. We have a little bit of air on the line, which is making it a little difficult to hear. Sure is. Responsible for the air. Can you please check yourself for us, please, so we can have a clear show?
Yeah, also, anybody that's not talking, if you please, if your mic is open on our side, please mute your mic because, you know, we don't want no background noise. We want to be respectful to our Texas brother, Texas family over there, so we can hear.
All right.
If you don't
same
mind.
Thing on our side. Same thing on the Texas side. If anybody's got some background, there you go. That made it better.
We still have it on outside. I'm going to go down. The only mics that will be open is DJ, Leon, and Big Danny. I'm muting everybody else's mic. As a matter of fact, it was the first mic I muted. There it go. Hello.
Yeah, that's the first mic I muted.
I'm going to tell on them. That's 313-5415, all that damn background noise. All right. But Jay Barnes, are you on the line?
I am. And let me say this before you go too far. Bobby Childs is texting me. Bobby, I don't have control of no boys. Y'all please look out for Bobby Childs. He's trying to get in. Y'all trying to block Bobby Childs from getting on.
Okay, let's do this. We've got two shows working here together. It took DJ Grant and I and Gunny Pig and I a while to get that going. I'm going to go ahead and open up mics of people that I know how to act on the show, okay?
Okay.
Teo from California, your mic is open. Big Clark, your mic is open. Mississippi Joe and Bobby Wildchild, your mics are open.
All right. And
what's going on,
fellas?
Hold on just a second. Go ahead, Gunny.
Hold on, Gunny. DJ Grant side, we have 708-0992. That sounds like Biz. 708-0992. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm trying to leave this mic open. I know Biz. I believe that's Biz.
Yeah, we hear you, Biz.
I took a break. I talked to Atomic Dog earlier and let him know that I'll be at work, but took a break. I definitely want to call in and show support of my Grudge family, Grudge Inc., the one that birthed me into stardom. We were doing a lot of things local, and that's what we were, that we were just local. And since I met Jay Barnes, Gunna Picks, DJ Grant, Mississippi Joe, they put me on the forefront, and there it is, you know. Me beating Chemo, nobody heard that before, you know, until I became a member of Grudge Inc. Now it's all over the world, and everybody want to raise beers. After I beat Jimbo, Big Ball Factor, he called me. Petey Smallblock from New Jersey called me. You know, all the big names. You know,
is my mic still open?
Hey, Biz, listen. We gotta have a little bit of order. Can we please give Biz due justice?
Hold on a second. Before Biz go ahead on, people out that way know Biz. We out here in Texas, and Biz is brought a lot of action. Biz, these guys out here don't know who you are, where you from, how you sit. So since you're on a Texas show right now, merge with me. Let the guys in Texas know how you represent, where you from.
Okay. Well, see, my group is called Set on Kill First. And if you understand what set on kill means, it means your car is set on kill. You don't need to go to the track and make test hit after test hit after test hit. Because if you have to do that means you're not set on kill. So when I come to the track and I tell you, let's go off the trailer, I'm saying I'm set on kill. All right. And it don't matter. I got a small block. I usually have small blocks, but next year, right now, that's set on kill. I have a small block F2 Pro Charger, stock suspension on 28. Next year, I'm only going to have stock suspension on 28. Not saying I won't run a 29. Not saying I won't run a 315. Not saying I won't run a 33. But I have to like what I see. As my man Tight Man said, I'm going to put this on my set on kill shirt. I got to see you shake down before I skin down. That's the new saying. I got to see you shake down before I skin down. Once I see you shake down, and I like what I see, I'm going to tell you to get out. All right. Stocks is printed on 28th, big block with nitrous, small block with nitrous, pro charge, it don't matter. So that's to my grudge. Rush.
Will you let the people know where you will be at?
Okay. Well, I will be. I'm going down to Bradenton to look up under some skirts because this is a hustle first. And before I started racing, I've been hustling. So I'm gonna go down to Bradenton. I'm gonna look under some skirts, see what I want to see, and I see. Once I see them shake down, I'm gonna skin down, and then I will be at Big Clark's race, my Mississippi homeboy, and Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. That's Skinny Saturday before Fat Tuesday. And Lena, Mississippi, I'm locked in and run one of my homeboys, the Indiana Governor Leon. We got to be in a head up pro tree, 8 mile. Oh, another thing, I think you Texas boys run out the back door too, quarter mile. Us guys in Chicago run a quarter mile, but I have been converted. I've been baptized by Jay Barnes into the Dirty South. I no longer will run out the back door. 8 mile racing only for me.
There's so many words he done took his tail and cut the track in half because he don't feel he hang out long enough.
Hey man, if OJ Simpson would have had you the second time around, he wouldn't be in jail now. Because you would shoot every damn thing somebody said. Damn. Kimo, can I get my 3 minutes of shine, man?
Nah, man, because you changed the game.
Just 3 minutes. Hey, man, listen, man. When I step down in February 9th in Lena, Mississippi, I'm running Leon. I'm locked in to run Leon. I'm locked in to run Wayne from Detroit, Michigan. Never scared. He coming out with a new car, and I don't know who the hell he think he is. Think he gonna come out with a new car and run me. But he's coming out with a new car, and we locked in. Yeah, okay, well, just get in the pot. Get in the pot. And if you and your driver, little Tony, he got 1-1. He said he wanted it in Lena. He got it. 1-1.
Once he leaves Bradenton, we're going to lock that in. I'm going to take that 1-1 from you.
Man, lock it in before you get to Bradenton.
No. We got to make sure the car is
Hey, Jay Barnes, yeah. I checked little Tony's bank account today. The man have paid $10,000 in punk outs this year. So you can lock it in. I don't have no problem about the man have paid $10,000 in punk outs this year. I don't have no problem with free money.
Biz, can I interrupt you for a second? Biz, why are you talking
about locking? I'm done.
We do got a lot of callers, but we just got Phil from White Boys on the line. He wants to know, will DJ lock in this Saturday in Bradenton? And Phil, your mic is open. Go ahead, please. And please talk to your Texas grudging brothers and let them know. If anybody's in Texas, they can get it too.
Hold on, before you say that, I want everybody to know that's why Biz is King Biz. Did y'all hear how Biz just handled himself? That's why they call him King Biz.
hey, DJ, can I please have the honor to talk to Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I please have the honor?
Go ahead.
What's up, Phil?
What's going on?
Lock in 500 on 2000 or better, head up pro tree, be in the staging lane Sunday by 3 o'clock.
With what car?
With your car and DJ Grant's car.
that is no problem. Locked in.
No, not no problem. Okay, it's locked in. 500 on 2000 or better, head up pro tree.
Who is this? Biz?
This Biz, man. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know who I need to get my money from.
Okay.
Head up, pro tree, 500 on 2,000 by being staging lanes by 3.
By 6.
Being staging lanes by 3.
6.
You want to say 6, DJ?
Yes.
6. Change it up. 6. 6, Phil.
That'll work for me. Everybody hears that, right?
We flip for lane choice, right?
Yeah, flip for lane choice.
You got the
windshield. It's locked. See, that's how we do it, Kimo. Kimo, take notes, man. That's how we do it in Chi-Town, man. Ain't no sense of no talking, no arguing. Lock in, man. Lock in.
Well,
Gunn it. You my mic, Gunn it.
All right. Hey, listen, I want to know, Phil. Phil, while we have the Texas, we have Atomic Dog Grudging show on the line. Do you have anybody in Texas you'd like to know how you like to get down?
Just anything on 28th Nitrous, we really don't mind. We make a special occasion for, you know, slow turbos.
The
same slow turbo that whooped your ass.
Talk to him,
you make, hold on, shut up, Gutty. You
better watch it.
Man,
Did this man
just say he make a session for slow turbo? The same slow turbo that done beat him, right? The same one that beat you. Yeah. It ain't even gonna be close this time. Watch and see.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear.
Good.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Everybody, that sounds like a Pope Pimp right there.
No. Good evening, Tommy Dog, and all
what's
y'all.
Up,
J-Bun. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
I want to respond to what Jay Bond was saying about Grudging. Can I get a minute? Because y'all know I'm trying to get ready to go to Florida.
Yeah,
go ahead. I cannot understand this.
Muted.
Somebody got to
get rid of that background noise.
It's not me.
Hello.
It's not me. I don't know why she's muted. It's not me. But
I didn't mute you, Bobby.
Oh, well, somebody muted me. There's a lot of noise going on.
Yeah, somebody got
right,
a lot
there
of
you
noise
go. All right. I muted mics on the Butt Naked DJ Grant side. Go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry. Can you start again, sir?
Yeah. I just want to respond to what Jay was saying. Do y'all remember when the NGRA started? And I'm not saying there's probably some guys listening on this phone. When the NGRA started, it was the same kind of naked talk that was going on. And now, hey, go Grudge Inc. done come along and doing some even more positive things than the NGRA. I can't understand it for my life's sake. Why in the world, when somebody trying to start something on a good and positive note, that we always got to just go and just tear it down. You know, telling lies about those things trying to take over and all these different meanings and stuff. I mean, to me, the NGR been a lot farther longer, too, if it wasn't so many negative people that I've heard come on the radio, probably some of them or have been a member of the NGR, now they're a member of the Grudge Inc. And I used to listen to all nigga talk, everything that they did, everybody trying to get paid this and that. I know for a fact that what Jay Bone is doing is positive, and it can be positive. The man is telling the truth. Let me tell y'all something. There's a lot of money out there. But they're not going to these sponsors are not going to give you money if you're not holding a certain standard. They listen to the way you talk, the way you carry yourself. I was sponsored by Discount Auto Board for 7 years, and they told me I had a standard I had to uphold. Oh yeah, I wanted to get crazy, but I couldn't. But the thing, like I heard some of the guys say, yes, I have met a lot of folks over the past. I think Freddie from Illinois, and went down to the last show on November 3rd. I mean, it's a broad band that you can meet folks and get to socialize with people and fellowship with them. But I wish that the negative part, like, look for an example. NGR, I mean, the Grunt Inc. was just only going to do the help with the bill. I mean, not with the bill, with the banquet. Look what happened. Because the one man, and I'm not ashamed to say it, BTE, came in and made one statement and blew the slap up. He dropped the atomic bomb on it and told it done the whole thing up. Now they're trying to get it back together. We need to stop the negative and let's come together. The Grudge Inc. is doing a positive thing. And what Jay's saying, if you want to stand together, don't listen to all this negative stuff. I'm going to tell you, it's not over, Jay. The bigger it gets, the more enemies you're going to get, the more people are going to try to stop it. But if you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to tell you, hold your head up and all the girls in the family, get behind Jay and let's push it forward because it's a lot of money out there. If you play your cards right, if you do the right thing, all these people, like you said, these folks listen to those numbers that are listening, that are out there talking. As long as they are listening to those numbers talking, the cash register ringing, because that's what they want to know. They want to know that their name is being put out there, and then they don't mind putting their money out there with it. And you can have a $4,000 or $5,000G-body, stock suspension G-body, or whatever, a small block stock suspension truck. You can have it. These people will put their money out there if they're knowing that their name or their product is getting out there. So, Jay, I'm going to tell you, keep up the good work, man. I went through it with the NGRA. I don't think we heard it was just negative, 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 negative. And you hear the same thing now. Don't stop. I'm 100% grudging. I'm going to be there. Anything I can do to help it go forward, and I'm going to put it this way. I don't care who in the hell get mad and telling me I don't need to do this and that. I'm my own man. I stand on my own. So I'm saying I'm behind you. Whatever I can do to help push Grudge Inc. forward, and I'm going to let this right here. I don't care if they do take over. Maybe somebody needs to take over something with common sense. Then, like you said, that little girl, 6 years old, got a number one show. And if y'all ever looked at it, how country it is, have you ever looked at it? And then you got people with combiners out here on ESPN2, combiners and cotton pickers running into one number, being sponsored by this kind of money. And we can't get a sponsorship but get a TV show. Yeah, you can. Jay, don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope I see a lot of y'all down in Florida this weekend. I'm gone. I just had to spill my guts. I just get so sick and tired of all this negative when people try to do positive things. All we want is to tap somebody's pocketbook. Well, hell, come up with your idea and count your own money. Thank y'all. I'm gone.
Hey, here, Tommy Dog. Tommy Dog, I got one of the directors
on my phone, Big Drag out of Chicago, Illinois. Would it be fine if I bring him on in?
Yeah, go ahead on, Big Drag.
Drag.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. I had to come off mute.
Okay, you live on the Tommy Dog Show in Dallas, Texas. I'm sorry. Let them know who you are, big fella.
Hey, Tommy Dog. Hey, Miss what's? I can't. Let me get it right here, y'all.
Miss Sharon.
I wanted to say Miss Sandy, but Miss Sharon, how y'all doing?
I'm fine.
We're doing all right, man. How you doing? Welcome to the show, man.
I'm good, man, and hello to everybody out here, all the listeners and all the governors, the racers, Timo and Gunnett and DJ Grant and everybody, man. If I missed anybody, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hello to y'all. But, yes, I'm a very big part of Grudge Inc., and I'm the director of Grudge Inc. I'm from Illinois, you know, the Chicago area, which we represent the Central North. And this thing is getting so big, man, the grudging stuff. It's just, you know, the brotherhood of all the different guys and the bridges that we were able to gap with people that don't know people. Fortunately for me, you know, I'm known, you know, in the racing community, grudge racing and in class racing, but there's a lot of people that's not known, you know, and for those that don't know me, I want them to know that I am mainly a grudge racer, and that's what I like to do. I'm in the process of getting ready to debut a brand new car, so I'm not really, you know, kicking up a lot of steam about it because it's not done yet. But in the near future, meaning by Big Clark's race, I should be able to make a showing. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to be ready for action, but I'm prepared for action. And I wanted to put that out there.
Tell them how your car fits.
Oh, I got a chassis car, big tire chassis car, no nitrous car.
Also, big fella, I want to know.
Big drag. You did everything in grudge racing? I didn't hear you. What was that?
I said, can I get everything in grudge racing then?
No, Bobby. I think you got that gas on, man. You need to be letting me do a little something.
No, but you. That's okay, y'all. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, Bobby.
Drag. Big fella. Enlighten them a little bit about what has Grudge Inc. done for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, actually, Grudge Inc. for me, you know, first let me say that if it was something that wasn't positive, man, I wouldn't have signed my name on. You know, so for me to be in this and gone as far as it has, I have gone with it, man, it's definitely all positive. You know, like Kimo was saying earlier, we're going to have pros and cons and everything, man. We could be in line giving money away, you know what I'm saying, and run out. They're going to have something bad to say about that. But for me, Grudge Inc. has allowed me to meet a lot of people that I did not know, man, you know, and gain the respect of others and to give the respect as well. You know, Atomic Dog and them guys, you know, I've heard Atomic Dog, but I never really personally met him. You know, and when I did meet him and seen his operation, man, them dudes are top-notch people, man. And I met DJ Grant. I met Butt Naked. I met, you know, Tight Man, you know, and Mario. And all of those guys are guys that I heard of, but I didn't know, you know. The only people that I really did know was Bobby Wildchild. And it's funny, the story about Bobby Wildchild, y'all. I've been knowing Bobby Wildchild for the last 7 years. We talk on the phone at least, you know, once every month, every 2 months about racing. I met him through a longtime friend of mine, which is Skip Hamilton. And we'd never seen each other. We've talked a lot, and I just physically seen him, and he seen me at the zoo for the November the 3rd race. But Naked, you know, and all those different guys, you know, Cole Killer, you know, those guys that I've heard of, but I never got a chance to meet them, man, and I know all them guys now, you know. So it has a brotherhood with these guys, you know, and it ain't just the racing only, you know. I said this before online that, you know, I might be traveling through Texas and break down. You know what I'm saying? I could call Atomic Dog and him, and if he can't come to my aid, he can tell me where he drag, go over here. You know, same thing as traveling through different states of people that we now know. You know, if we can, if we can just get in contact with them and they put us in the right direction, you know. This stuff is huge, man. It's not only drag racing, is what I'm saying.
And so basically, Big Drag is saying that Grudge Inc. is building an extended family.
Exactly. That is exactly what I mean, you know, in better words. An extended family. I look at these guys, you know, as my race brothers, you know, and you guys, if you hear me on the radio, I try to speak knowledge to the guys, you know, and we're going to have haters, you know, I have some, and they voice their opinion, you know, for whatever reason, but it's not because I've personally done anything to them, but hey, that's their opinion of me, and I can't change it. I wish that I could, but I can't. But for the most part, man, everybody, you know, we need to just get together, even the ones that have a problem with us or Grudge Inc. You know, at some point, we got to mend our differences because we all love the same thing, you know, and if we all go in a different direction, man, we'll never come together.
Hey, can I add one more thing, Drag? Can you tell, being that you're one of the directors of Grudge Inc. and you're from the Central North area, can you please let the Central North listeners and the audience know how important it is to log on to www.grudgeinc.us, post videos, pictures, comments, and call into the shows. Don't just call in. Go back over to the website and talk about it. Can you let them know if it's important and do it and why?
It's very important for you guys to go to www.grudgeinc.us to sign up first to become a member. And secondly, we have things to offer you guys, you know, as well as you can present a lot of the new things that you got going on that we don't know about, but we want to know about, you know, new cars, pictures of your new cars, or races that you may have ran or you're getting ready to run, or things like that. Just to talk, you know, leave a message, you know, and to connect with us guys. You know, a lot of people think because some of us, fortunately, have a little bit faster car that we, you know, we're not approachable, but we are approachable. We're regular people just like you. The cars don't make us, you know what I'm saying? We're normal people. So we would love for you guys to come over with your questions or just to shake our hands, or we can shake your hands and say hello and things like that.
All right, fantastic. Okay. Jay Barnes.
Jay Barnes dropped off. I appreciate that. Let me get Keo. He's out of California. He's been waiting a while. Then I got Roy James from out of Texas got something to say. But let me get Keo right quick. He's been waiting a while. So, hey, Keo, how you doing?
Doing good, man. What's going on, Atomic Dog? What's going on, everybody?
My California governor.
I got to tell you something, man. When I signed on with Greg, I was a little unsure. As I got to know everybody, calling into all the shows, that, you know, and not having even met everybody in person, I can feel the trust that everybody's in it for the same thing. And I love it. I love the camaraderie. I love the racing. I love hearing about who's getting whooped and who's doing the whooping. And, you know, and DJ, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
DJ, I was thinking about giving you the proper introduction that should have been done when we did on my show on Saturday night. In a different voice, you know, bringing you in. I was going to do my Kevin impersonation, but I let it go right now, man.
No, boy.
I don't know if Texas is ready for this, but the one thing I want to say to Texas, man, the one thing we do besides racing is we all have a lot of fun together. We laugh together, we joke together, but you know what? There's also time to get busy in the other lanes. So, you know, I'm glad that you guys are there, Atomic Dog, man. I told you earlier, man, anytime you need me, I'll be there for you. You don't even have to think twice about it. Just give me a quick jingle, and whatever you need is yours, baby.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hello? Atomic Dog. I know you got to bring on Boy James, but Atomic Dog, can you please let your Texas audience know how important it is to log on to www.grudgeinc.us and post pictures, post video, post comments, and become a part of the community?
Yeah, we always say it on Atomic Dog Show, man. All the Texas racers who come on to the show, it'd be very important for you to go on to grudgeinc.us, join up as a member. It don't cost nothing. All you're doing is just showing that you support what Grudge Inc. is doing, and Grudge Inc. in some way supports you and experience you guys that have races. You get to meet races from all over the world, man, and, you know, you can make some communication to try to help support a show, try to get some of those guys to come support your show. So go on to grudgeinc.us and sign up as a member, and any information you need to get, you can call me, you can call some of the other people, and, man, we're trying to help you best we can. We all going to try to support each other. Hey, with that said, man, Roy James been waiting. I like to get Roy James on. I also like to get Big Clark on. I keep waiting. So, with that said, Roy James, you want to say something? Roy James, you're one of the races that's been around a long time. People know you, and I've been telling you about Grudge and what it stands for and what we're trying to do overall, man. So, I hope you join up time, become a member of Grudge and try to spread this realization from coast to coast. Go ahead, Roy.
How are everybody doing tonight?
All right. What's going on?
Doing good, baby. Doing good.
Doing good. I just have a few things to say about the Grudge Inc. I think it's a real good idea because I've met a lot of people that I really hadn't, you know, didn't know before this the Grudge Inc. came on. I like to say that it's a good thing for the promoters and the fans because we're trying to put, all our input in to get the fans, because the fans, they come to the shows and they see one car run here and one, but they don't want that anymore. They want to see two cars go down the track together, you know, matter what, a big tire car, a 570 cars, a back half cars, as long as we're giving the fans what they need. And I like to say, you know, I started the MLK shootout, that's when I first started. This year will be 10 years that I've been in the Grudge Racing series, and ever since I got into it, I learned more and more and more about Grudge Racing, because when I first started off, it was just a promote, you know, just to make money. But now it's not really all about making money. It's all about everybody getting together, coming together, and trying to get this thing going on. And I really appreciate the guys on the East Coast, you know, coming over here, you know, for Atomic Dog Race, and we go over there, you know. I've been over to South Carolina, that everybody knows, you know, several times, been to Mississippi, to Fat Tuesday, and I want to go more places than that. But it's going to take, you know, all of us to come together, don't get races on top of each other, and promote each other. You know, see what the fans like. You know, because it's all about the fans. Let them get it, enjoy themselves. You know, and we get, you know, make a good showing. And I just really enjoy coming on the Atomic Dog Show because it's a lot of input that I have learned. You know, and a lot of people come on. You know, they be talking all kind of trash, but sometimes you need to get serious about the whole thing, you know, and see how far we can go with this. Because, like you said, like the ADRL, they have big time sponsors and NHRA. Excuse me, they have sponsors. So I think the Grudge Race, you know, we right up there with them. We just got to put it together. Once we put this thing together, everybody's going to see, you know, how big this Grudge Race is going to be. And I, you know, in the future, I think it's gonna be a big deal. And I just want to say this to everybody, you know, that if we, you know, just try to do everything in a responsible, business type way, you know, it'll work. And I like to invite everybody, you know, like I say, I'm having my race on January the 19th and the 20th. You know, of January, like I said, I've been having this race. It'll be 10 years this year. And one more thing I want to say before I get off. I forgot when I was listening to the show, the guy that got the belt. Who's that guy that got the belt? Tommy Dawn? Who he said?
The Pro Mod belt is held. The National Pro Mod belt, Brooke Inc. belt, is held by Mighty Joe Young, which I think he resides out of Buffalo, New York. Mighty Joe Young.
I can get the belt is me and him go out because I want that belt.
So Mighty Joe Young, you out there. Roy James just said he wants the belt. So y'all have to try to meet up, make some kind of accommodation.
And another thing, I wanted to come to Braden, but during the situation that I am, I have a niece graduating from Baton Rouge, and I got to go to graduation. That's the only reason I didn't get the chance to go to Braden.
Okay.
But I will be able to try to make other shows, you know, and Tommy knows that, you know, when anytime a race or something go on, you know, I try to be there.
Okay, Roy. You done made that call out to Roy. Hey, they're going to be looking. So just remember one thing about them belts. The people who retain them belts, they have a choice of where they want to race at. So just to let you know,
yeah,
that's just a format of it. Once you get the belt, you go get, you know, you get to bring it back to Texas. When you have your race, hey, you put the belt out there. So you get a choice if you want to race in Texas, you get it. But right now he got it. So wherever he feel like he want to do something with you, I'm quite sure he will come and call it and try to see if he can work it out.
Okay, and it's gonna be a big race, you know, for big car cars at my race and stuff. So I'm trying to get a lot of big car cars over there, pay us some pretty good money. But it's gonna be posted on all these websites.
Okay.
All right, Atomic Dog. I want to add for all the East Coast listeners on the combined show of DJ Grant, Butt Naked, and Atomic Dog. I've been in Texas in 2011, and those boys out there, they do get down. They race all night, and I do know at H&P, they have no curfew. They have no curfew. It is truly all-night racing. The fans stay all night. You know, the people out there, they're friendly, you know, and everything. Truly, the races in Texas are big. They can truly hold up to saying everything is big in Texas because those crowds are off the meat rack. Never seen anything like it for a grudge event, period, bar none. When you get a chance, please, by all means, go out there and support the promoters out there in Texas.
Okay, appreciate that. I think Big Clark, and boom, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dog? What's going on, everybody, all the Grudge Inc. family? What's happening?
How you doing, Clark?
What's going on, Clark? What's happening? Good.
What's going on, Gunner?
All right.
Yeah, I was... You know, just basically calling in, man, support your show, and let everybody know what I think of Grudge Inc. But before I do that, you know, want everybody to know that we will be attending Grudge Inc. race on the 19th and 20th. Also, we have a race in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. I'd like to invite everybody out. We got a lot of the major players coming out, you know, Big Drag, DJ Grant, Chemo, Lil Tony, Mr. Roy James would be there. You know, the list goes on and on, you know, for that particular race. That is Fat Tuesday week. And we're getting started with the pre-Mardi Gras explosion right there in Lena, Mississippi on a Saturday. On a high note, what I think of what Grudge Inc. means to me, Tommy Dog, and what caught my attention was the unity, man. You know, it's very seldom that a lot of grudge racers get a chance to pull together and unite with one another. You know, a lot of guys before me, you know, they pretty much said it, but, you know, I've been kind of waiting to just come on. The unity is a huge, huge factor when it comes to any type of fellowship, whether it be going to church or you know, just sitting down having lunch together. You know, unity is a big thing, man. And that's one of the things that Grudge Inc. instilled in me and what I liked about it. It is a positive aspect in a lot of different ways. A lot of the guys that has been struggling to come to the top from the bottom, you know, they get a chance to get noticed, man. And I think that means a lot to everybody. You know, I've had the honor to meet Biz, Roy James, DJ Grant, you know, the stripper, I mean, Butt Naked. You know, I mean, got a fish. you know, and even I mean, even you, Atomic Dog, Miss Cher, you know, you guys showed us a hell of a time out there at your race, you know, last week, man. And I mean, you know, that mean a lot. That mean a lot. So we're going to return the favor. Me and Gadget are going to return the favor right here in Lena. When all you guys come down, man, we're going to cook for everybody. And we're going to show you how to Mississippi hospitality. So, you know, that's a big thing. You have a lot of, in everything you do, you got bad apples. You know what I'm saying? You got bad apples in everything you do. So there are people that try to pull a good thing apart. But with the unity that we all got and the respect that we have for one another, I don't think they can succeed. So, you know, just everybody keep doing what you're doing, man, and make this thing as positive as you can. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Hey, man, I'm in it for the long haul, so, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
Hold on, we've got some background noise. I don't know if it's on our side or on the other side, but if you're not talking right now, do us a favor and mute your phone. Go ahead, Mr. Tavija.
Okay, it's not me, Tommy Dog. I'm quiet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, my name is Mississippi Joe. I'm my brother is the owner of the Gangsta Malibu. I'm the shot caller. I run things. All he do is work. A lot of y'all know me. Maybe some of y'all don't know me, but what I love about Grudge Inc. is there's no I in Grudge Inc. It's we. Now, I'm going to tell it like it is. If I get in trouble or people dislike it, I'm sorry, but I'm here on the show to bring y'all the truth. Grudge Inc. has stepped to the forefront, and a lot of the people in the East Coast don't like that. They want to be the old way. The old celebrities, well, the celebrities that were highlighted and stayed in the spotlight, they are no longer making as much noise as they used to, because the little people on the totem pole getting TV shine and shine now, and the old celebrities don't like that. And so, anytime you along with the territory. And that's what I love about Grudge Inc. Everybody is somebody. And I just wanted to say that. And I also wanted to applaud Jay Barnes because I've been alone with this thing from the ground up. And I saw his vision, and I sacrificed a lot to be on board with Jay Barnes. And thank you for your time, and tell me, dog.
Hey, man, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Boom,
there.
Boom, you out there?
Yeah, what do you say, Mr. Dummy Dog?
What's up, Boom?
Oh, man, I just got a brief thing, man, because everybody pretty much said the same thing that I wanted to say. But I could tell you, old Mississippi country boy that now is residing in Louisiana, first of all, for the ones that don't know me, I am Boom on Wheels. My show comes up on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, my time, or 8 o'clock East Coast time. I don't know what time it come on in California time. But I have grown in this grudge racing game. I've been a grudge racer all my life. Me and Scooby, they call him King Scooby. We grew up as little boys being competitive. So me and King Scooby, we've been grudge racing all our life, from bicycles to golf to go-karts to when I was slamming feet racing and all the other stuff, you know. But, in this grudge thing, I've been with grudging approximately a month and a half. I can tell you the support and the unity that I've been getting since I've been with Grudge Inc., man, is amazing. My shows are packed. People call me all the time, and I have to take my hands off to Mr. Tommy Dog and Miss Sharon. Those are some of the nicest people y'all ever want to meet. It goes all the way back to May, November the 3rd in Macon. First time I was meeting Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes took a liking to me from the moment he spoke to me on the phone about putting on the show. And when I got to Macon, man, I brought my kids from the Children's Foundation I have here in Louisiana, and we were wrapping off a little radio up there, and we had a great time. The kids had a good time, man, you know. But it's all about having fun, unity, grudge racing, and being able to do what you want to do is talk smack, race, win some money, have a great time, man. And for my Louisianians, man, and I know we got quite a few of them online that's listening. And I have a lot of people that's been listening to my show and listening to other shows because they're getting a drip of what your grudging has to offer, and the unity and the lockup money and being able to go to a race and not have to go for nothing, all that kind of stuff. So it's just that, man, you can go on and talk about it for a long time, and I'm very long-winded. So, but with that being said, my Louisianans are coming in. A lot of them call me on the backside of the show. Say, Boom, I listened to your show the other night, man. It took everything out of me not to press the one button to say something, but my car's not ready. I don't want to say anything at the moment, Boom. But I tell you what, come March the 9th when you put your show on, these people that tell me they're going to invade Louisiana, they are sadly mistaken. If they think they'll come over here and take these Louisiana belts anywhere else. Now, for the listeners that's out there, y'all do know we put on our first Grudge Inc. and Boom on Wheels show March the 9th at No Problem Dragway, one of the best hookiness tracks that's out there. I did a promo. Got some footage for Gunna Pick that I'm putting in the mail tomorrow of a Friday night Test and Tune No Prep. A Friday night Test and Tune No Prep. So, and you'll see these cars, man. I'm taking out like Rogers Wheel standing and track working well on the Test and Tune Friday night. Just imagine I was going to be on the event. So with that being said, man, like I said, Grudge Inc. got unity for me, my listeners, and my grudge racers, and they all are coming out to work, like Motion Racing, Bad Boys, Louisiana Bad Boys Racing, Lil Johnny, High Boy Ronald. I mean, all the races are coming out, and there's a lot of more guys that's behind the scenes that's waiting on 2013 to step in so they can bring them cars out that they got. D's Nuts Racing, Lynch Mob. I mean, I can go on and on and on, man. But I wanted to take that time. Like, my phone hangs up at 9 o'clock straight up. But I thank y'all for giving me that time. Like I said, Y'all guys, this out there, it's very important that y'all patronize me, Gunner Pick, Dynamite, BET, all those big artists, man. We work hard. We go all over the world sending these videos to you guys, man. So if y'all can, whenever y'all see us out there filming or see us out about it, I know y'all know who we are. Just step to, hey, man, what you got new, man? And support us, man, because it means a whole lot to us to see y'all supporting us and our work that we do. With that being said, I'm going to put my mic on mute. Tommy Dawg, thank you for giving me the airtime.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. Hey, Sharon, I think you might have something to say. You want to go ahead and say it right now, and then I let Gunpick, you can get some of the people on this on DJ Grant show. But go on and say what you're going to say.
Yeah. We don't have any more hands up right now, but what I do want to say is that I was simultaneously looking at my email while we were on the show, and believe it or not, since we've been on this show, we've had 17 new member requests on the Grudge Book website, which I think is really phenomenal.
That's great.
Yeah, it's all good thing. So that's great. That's good. That's what we aimed for, to get people to join up Grudge Inc. and go on the website, grudgeinc.us, and become a member. It don't cost you anything. It's just showing your support. You support what Grudge Inc. stands for and Grudge Racing as a whole. It's a good thing. Hey, Gunny, DJ, you got the people on your side who want to speak?
All right. Butt Nigga and DJ Grant, it's your show. Take it over.
I sure do.
Brother Larry.
Go ahead, DJ. Go ahead, Larry. I wanted to say hello to Tommy Dawg. I haven't got a chance to talk to him recently. I want to say hello to everybody, all the Texans, and my good Jake brothers on the other end. At this time, I'm not doing any drag racing. I did mine quite a few years ago, but I have a younger brother that is participating in this. And good Jake means a whole lot to us, man, because of the simple fact we're in Chicago, and we try to make everything that's possibly going on as far as when it comes to representing Grudge Inc. And the most important thing that I wanted to say to you all is this here. The fellowship is the most important part to me, because of the simple fact that if we don't have no unity and we don't have no fellowship, then we're going to be in a world of trouble. We can't let nobody reach from the outside and pull us and send us in another direction and do nothing. We got to have some love for them too. But we got to let them know we mean business, because we're going to be about what we about. You know, so I just wanted to come in and say that. I'm not going to hold it up long, but that fellowship is very, very important. I'm talking about for the racers and for the people that's coming to spectate. We got to have that to keep that love. As long as we keep that circle of love growing, love keep growing, man. But that old BS, it gets smaller and smaller, because people are going to break away from that. So let's keep on doing what we're doing, man. We want this here to work, man, and y'all got my support 100%.
Hey, Larry.
All right.
Yes, sir.
It's Tim.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, man, you are somebody who supports Grudge Inc. From Monday through Friday, twice on the weekend. I mean, you're on our show a lot. You come on everybody's show, and I just want to tell you, from me, you a stand up guy.
This is Butt Nigga and I second that. He sure do. Everybody show.
Kevin, I mean, Terry, that was beautiful, man. That was beautiful. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Hey, Sharon.
You better stop.
Hey, check it out. Hey, Sharon, Atomic Dawg, DJ Grant, and Butt Naked. I'm going to tell you what. You guys know you guys got between you guys got the hottest and best rated shows on the internet, radio talk shows. You know, Dawg went on www.grudgeinc.us. He never really posts, but earlier today he put up a thread. Is Grudge Inc. a joke or for real? Log in tonight at 6 o'clock on a really Dawg show. I had to write back to him, Dawg, you know Grudge Inc. is doing the damn thing. You slick old Dawg. You only got 3 votes last night, and now you post this thread trying to get a huge call audience. It ain't going to help you, though. Butt Naked, DJ Grant got the Show of the Year award. That's that type of stuff right there. Everybody knows Grudge Inc. is doing the thing. There's no need to talk about it anymore. Just sit back, climb aboard and let's take this ride together. Come on, dog. We know you want to be over here. Come on, bro. It's okay. It's okay. We forgive you for your past transgressions. Come on, dog. And there we have it. I'm through with it, dog. Rudge Inc. door is open for you, bro.
All right, DJ, you got any final words? DJ.
I think DJ.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
You got any final words?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, you know, it was a good show, and look forward to seeing everybody in the future, and look forward to seeing everybody in Bradenton. Grudge Inc. for life.
All right, hey, on the DJ Grant Butt Naked show, we do have one caller that did call in. He mashed one button, or we have another caller called and mashed one button. Do you mind if I open the mic?
Yeah,
go ahead.
706-9513, your mic is open. Holla.
Yeah, this dog, baby, this dog, man. You're getting misinformation, you're getting misconception. If you go back and listen to my show, I praise Grudge Inc. So you need to know what you're talking about before you do it. But it's the comments that you make this night then, talking about some, you got this in, dog got three votes last night. Dog didn't fool to get no votes last night. That was a Grudge Inc. show, sir.
Hey, dog, don't take it personal. I'm rattling your chain. Your name is Dog. Let me pull your chain from time to time.
Hold before you tell me that, though, Gunny. Let me say something if you let me on. The reason I took it personal, Gunny, was is because y'all didn't let me on the show. Now, if y'all never let me on the show, I can joke and laugh with the best of them and don't care. But when y'all didn't let me on the show and then you was laughing at it, I took it personal. And I was going to go off, but if you listen to my show, you'll see I retracted it and I didn't say nothing bad about Grudge Inc.
Dog, we love you to death. That was my way of saying, come on aboard, dog. Come on over, log in. You already registered to Grudge Inc. It costs nobody anything.
I'm the same way. I'm on these motherfucking shows every day and the weekend. I just don't say anything, but I'm on all of them because I be wanting to know directly what somebody said and not what somebody told me they said. I got no problem with Grudge Inc. I'm Grudge Inc. Just because I mean, you know, but I don't chill eat for Grudge Inc. don't mean I'm not Grudge Inc. I ain't got nothing against Grudge Inc.
www.grudgeinc.us and sign up.
As a matter of fact, you can also go to Grudge Inc. and print out an autographed picture of Dog wearing a Grudge Inc. t-shirt.
Hey, Buck Nigga, I'm a bitch. I'm out over here $500. I probably was signing up on Grudge Inc. before 80% of your people were.
Wait,
but get your members.
That's my point. Everybody, quit killing the messenger. Quit killing the joker you think. See, the joker you think stabbing you in the back, it ain't stabbing you. See, that's the motherfucker you think that's patting you on your butt in the back. That's the motherfucker you better watch. You don't have to watch a motherfucker like me. You're going to know where I'm coming from. I don't hide behind the bush. You're going to know where I'm coming from. It's them bitches that's hiding behind the bush you better worry about.
Tell him, dog.
Dog,
this drink, dog. The one that don't know how bad Texas and the great land of Texas, that is Willie Dog.
Hey, dog, seriously, all jokes aside, dog. Dog, can I ask you? Dog.
Don't talk to Biz is on the show. He'll tell you about it.
Hey, dog, I can believe it. Dog, you know me and you, we cut up, but dog.
Do you know I voted for you, though? Then you know I voted for you.
Well, see, DJ, that's what I'm trying to say. But my point is, and I heard him say it was joking. I was laughing, too. But I wasn't laughing when they said, well, I bet dog going to come on and push the one button. I was on the show when it first started, I pushed the one button.
Right.
I got mad.
I told you, boy, you go get in this shit now.
I'm gonna show you. You voted for me, Big Clark voted for me, and Big Daddy voted for me. I'll sit down there keeping up with it too. But my point I'm trying to make is, see, when you ask the question, be real about the question you ask. For one thing, if you're gonna do a poll, and you're gonna do a poll seriously, you got too many motherfuckers that you had in it. Now it's sit down to three or four people and then vote. But then it's an unfair vote to put it in there because I'm not a Grudge Inc. talk show man.
I was surprised that we was in front too. I mean, I'm not gonna say that me or Butt Naked is no example of what a good host do. I mean, Joe and Coochie, them the three that I voted for. I mean, I really like how y'all run y'all show. I look like I can.
Y'all, but I like to get my point across so I give y'all food for thought, and I like Gunny for doing it because I know Gunny running the show. It's the thing about it. You can't really even ask the question until you get some. doggone the guidelines on what you're going to consider, what you're going to use as being the best host talk. I mean, is it most popular? Because if it was most popular, y'all ain't going to do it because y'all was only in the top, goddamn the 50s at one time. How are you going to judge it? What are you using the criteria? Are you judging who the best?
Hey,
what you going to
do? Dog, can we get together in just a little while after the show? And I'd love to carry that conversation on with you further, but I want to let the world know the Texas audience and the grudging audience as a whole, we have Mr. Tony Boss Bonds on the line right now.
We finna go off.
What? What's up, Gunner?
What's going on, boss?
Is DJ Grant still on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Did he ever say he wanted to do something on raping this weekend?
Yeah, okay, who this is?
Who
this
is?
Huh?
Tony Bonds?
All right, Tony, what you want to do, Tony?
I got a little Mustang I'm bringing down there on 29th, a carburetor, one carburetor on it. I want no wheelie bars.
You what, man?
I'm engaged with another white Mustang.
You got another white Mustang. What you saying now? I'm confused.
I want to race your white Mustang.
You want to race my one night? You said you got 29. All I got to do is see it, Tony. I'm going to be real froggy this weekend. All I got to do is see it. If I like it, down on your ass, I'm going to go.
Well, how many Mustangs you have seen with 29 on it?
Listen, man. You seen mine. I don't know what the hell you talking about. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. If I see what you got and I like it, down on your ass, I'm going to go. Period. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
When you getting to Florida Friday?
I'll be in Florida Friday afternoon.
Oh, I'm sure to you Friday, okay?
Yes, sir.
You let me know something then, right?
I'm going to let you know something when I look at it. Yeah, if I look at it, I'm just going to look at the car. If I like it.
Well, what about Butt Nigga? You know him?
He on here, too.
Well, he quiet now. I get on the phone, ain't
he? I don't know.
I've been laid back to let DJ Witness show and talk. You know.
Butt Nigga,
you don't have no Mustang. That man is calling me out.
Yes, but I have no Mustang. Do you have your Mustang?
Yeah, I'm going to race. Yes, I am.
You coming down to the test or you coming to race?
I'm coming to race.
So I need to hear. Let's lock in. I got a Mustang that's just like yours. I got a big lock in mind. I'm trying to engage with you. Head up. 8th of mile approach. We can lock in like 300 on 15 or better.
That sounds good to me. You got a stripper pole coming?
Okay, what do you want to do with Saturday or Sunday?
Do you have a stripper pole you bring into?
Hello?
I said, do you have a stripper pole also?
Uh-huh.
I can't lock in that you got a pole because I ain't never seen that car, but you seen mine.
Oh. Your Mustang, this Mustang, as a matter of fact, did his eight car Mustang kind of like dark gray, black?
Well, it used to be. Mine, are you stop suspension?
No, I ain't stop suspension.
What the hell are you
saying? I'm not running your rear end. I'm running your car.
Oh, hell, you trying to cheat.
Oh, I want the only talk show hosts to get on the. I want somebody to get a good topic. Do a car have exactly set a general code?
Listen, Tony. I already told you. I asked you two questions, and I told you if I see it, then I'll let you know. It's a ghost car right now, Tony. That's all it is. You seen my car, you seen Butt Naked car. We don't know what the hell you're talking about.
DJ, please, hush, because we know you ain't going to do nothing. I'm talking about nigga right now.
Okay.
But nigga. But
you ain't going to do nothing with a car to sit like you.
But nigga, do you want to lock anything?
No, Tony, I ain't seen. You know I'm stopped suspension. I'm on 20. I can't do nothing with
this. I don't know why you trying to make somebody do something your ass ain't going to do. You won't do the same shit. Somebody come over here saying some shit like that to you, you ain't going to go.
How come I won't?
You won't.
All right, try me then.
You won't.
Yeah,
you're not going to have
this.
Okay, I'm going to try right now. Okay, I got another Mustang. Small block with turbos on 28. Now, you said that car you just talking about, you want to lock it in with that?
I'm locking your head up with that car right now. I don't care what color it is. I don't care what kind of rim you got. I don't care what kind of transmission you got. Rouse, I don't care. Lock in. What do you want to do it?
I'm lying.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tony,
I'll try you. Listen, man.
Will you put 20s on that car, Tony?
spell now?
Yeah, you do that now. You ain't got to do it. You put two and A's on it. Boom, booyah. That's the other deal.
I think Megan giving a bracket race next week. I think it's 28. I think you probably need for that race. But I'm talking about the grudge race. I'm talking about that.
Man, you got a fat head call. Want to run a stop smithy call.
You don't tell her what the hell Tony bringing, man. Tony, you just want to tell her. Don't nobody know the hell you bringing.
I got a Mustang. I may have 28 on it. I might have 29 on it. It got a big block in there. I'm trying to engage with butt naked.
First of all,
I don't care what size tire button they put on his car. Let's get that out in open. He can put 31s, 33s, or anything. But nigga,
that came with
I don't know. I ain't never looking for a new car. I'm just saying you can free to do that if you want to. You can free to do that if you want to.
What kind of car do you have, Tony?
A Mustang, a 1992 Mustang.
That's a year and make. After what?
No
what
turbo.
No turbo.
I got a big block in the Mustang.
What chassis style car do you have? What class of car do you have?
It's a back end car.
God damn! He bringing what's the boy name? What's the class racer name?
I ain't bringing no class racer. It's somebody in prime time camp, man. You know I don't do that.
How long you been in prime time camp?
I will never join the day.
How long you been in your camp?
3 weeks.
A newbie.
I ain't finna go get nobody and get somebody, race somebody. If you ain't in my camp, I do not brag on you if you ain't in my camp. Now, I'm trying to lock in with Butt Naked because he's a member of Grudge Inc. I'm trying to lock in a Mustang. He can have 29s or 28s, no wither balls. I don't care.
You've been in Grudge Inc. for about a month and a half. I'm gonna give you what you're looking for, boy. Let me get out of there Friday, and let me see what you look for. I'm gonna smell you like I think you smell. How about that?
Yeah.
I would. Hey, dog. Do they have recordings on these shows? Cause I wanna hear all this next week.
No, I'm not like the other guys. I'm not what you think and what they go down on me pretty hard.
Basically, what kind of Mustang can it be? It's just a Mustang with 29s. There ain't no fiberglass.
Okay.
You know, I don't care if you weigh 2,900 pounds or better. Back ahead. If you weigh 2,900 pounds or better, down on your ass. Yes, I do weigh 2,900 pounds or better. Yes, I do. Okay. Now get down there, Fred. Let me see. And we're going to lock that up when I get down. Wait. You told me to tell you my weight. I done told you my weight. And you still ain't locking in. I don't understand what's going on.
I said I got to get down there and look at you. Tell you might have a three-quarter car, man. You know you sneak.
What is a three-quarter car? I don't know a three-quarter car either. Tell me.
You didn't listen to the show the other night? From the firewall back.
Man, I don't know why in the world it's so hard for me to get racist nowadays. I don't know. I don't understand.
Hey, listen. I don't give a damn what this has been. If it got 28, if you can put 28, I'll lock you in with two cars right now.
DJ, I ain't going to ask you to take your
turbo
off.
Come on, man. We said you got a back half car with 29s or whatever the hell it is, probably 29s. I don't know what the hell you got on it.
Hey, look here. The car cannot fit but 29s on it. It ain't got no big tires, no shit like that.
It got 29 W's on it, right?
No, I said 29s, 10-5s. I don't know if W's
are it got, it got. Okay, you don't know. You know it's got damn W's on it, man. Come on, man. Stop playing,
know,
man.
It's no willy ball. Why is it so hard for y'all to lock in a race? Ain't nobody.
What do you mean it's hard to lock in? Listen, Tony, you talking this shit. You just coming on here talking this shit, man, but you ain't saying nothing, man. You don't have a car that's sit like us, and it's a goddamn ghost car.
Okay, CJ Grant, will you run a G-Rider car?
I might run the goddamn car you talking about, but I ain't seen the motherfucker.
Will you run a G-Rider car?
Yes, I will run a G-body car.
Okay.
Not no chassis-body car like you got. So come on with that extra bullshit, man. You come with some more bullshit.
Look,
I know about the damn car you got. That's a damn chassis.
I just like the money maker.
Come on, man.
I got a G-body car. It's a Pro Mod car. I got 29s on it. Do you want to race?
Hell no, I don't want to race no fucking Pro Mod.
Why is it so hard for y'all to lock in races nowadays, man?
Because you don't got the right. You need to find you some new kind of cars to race, man. Because you all like, you are, you
buy, try, I don't hey, look at
you.
Don't
you,
you
don't race
you
nothing.
What,
you
call
it those cars. All you
I
do is tow those
right.
cars.
I called Tony Wright today and tried to buy his bit rolling. I'm trying to get as fast as I can get. Don't come tell me about what I need to get. I'm getting a car to race with, man.
You getting a car to race, but you ain't getting you getting a car that you want to pick on cars that's out of your class. That's like me going to get a pro mod to go run back half far. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. That's just like you going to get that same car you talking about with Tony Wright and then go pick on back half cars.
I sure will.
That's the same goddamn thing that you're trying to do.
I sure will.
The same principles apply with what I'm saying to you right now. You don't got a car that's stock fishing that's running.
No.
You never have.
Do you remember when I went to Montgomery, Alabama?
I would run you with the with
did
the ruler.
Did I run a pull mark car against my little the ruler Nova?
Yeah, you made him hand it. He made him take off his little
car. I asked y'all that. I asked you, did I run a test car with my Nova?
Yes, sir. But
so
what do you
tell me, and we had $3,000 a piece on that race. Don't tell me I won't run cars that don't sit like
that. You won't. I'm not saying that you won't. I'm not saying that I won't run a back half. The car runs a back half. I'm not saying that either. I ain't going to be no fool and bet my money in the blind. I'm not going to do that.
Y'all still the Tony, man. Y'all that Tony come over here and shut y'all show down.
My son ain't shut nobody down.
I got two,
the truth is
I got
the truth.
I got two Rudd members in the corner right now, and they're scared to come out.
Wait a minute. Ain't nobody. You ain't saying nothing, man.
DJ, you won't run a Mustang. You won't run a G-Body. You probably will run 7-Up, but I ain't bringing it down there.
That's the only car that you have that even sit like.
I tell you what I do. I'm going to call your bluff right now.
Okay, call it.
I got the little red Riding Hood. Let me start the race. Let me start the race.
Give you the hit. Give you the break.
That's right. No.
I give you the back tie and the break in the quarter.
Oh, here we go again. See what I'm talking about?
No. Ain't might get nobody no goddamn. I give you the back tie, the hit, and the clear in the quarter.
Again, you can go to quarter if you want to, but the race gonna be over there. You keep on running.
Exactly.
Nobody run no quarter miles, man. Come on, man. Now you done seen, you know what the red Riding Hood is. You done seen that truck.
Okay, fuck that. That same car you talking about, I'll run it in the quarter. How about that? Head the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not running. I want to run my bicycle in the quarter.
Yeah, shut the hell up,
then. Ain't nobody else running no quarter neither. So that's your excuse to come up with. You know ain't nobody
That ain't no excuse. I ain't got no car like you. Ain't nobody got no. I don't even know what the car looks like.
You got a grudge car, man. You got a grudge car. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to look up on your hood. I don't want to look up on the rim. You got
a
grudge car.
Call butt nigga phone.
Hey,
click Turbo in when he call your phone.
He done hung up. Tell you what, when we get down in the weekend, if y'all see a damn car, if y'all see a car with prime time stuck in it, leave it alone, okay? Because you ain't going to race.
You know what, Tony? If my partner called me, we're going to do you. We're going to do your ass. I'm waiting on the phone.
Man, listen, man. That dunk, Tony is just out here whooping, man.
Whoever your partner is, you waiting on, if you call him prime time on the phone time like in a race, he ain't going to call you back. I'm telling you that right now, sir.
Whooping, man.
You waiting in vain.
Just to show y'all the news that. The showdown, man. What Gunner Pink did? I know Gunner Pink didn't let Tony come over here and shit the showdown every night.
Now you always want to keep it real and stay in the middle. Now, if I'm telling a lie or if I'm not speaking the truth,
hold on, dog.
I'm saying this to you. If I'm not speaking the truth, I gladly shut the fuck up and punk down. But if I am telling the truth, report right now because I know what I'm saying is right.
Who are you locked in with? This week. Hey,
I'm locked in with the white boys, the one that beat you.
Oh, you locked in with the white boys? Come on, I'm sorry, I'm locked in.
500 or 2,000,
baby. Tony,
But, nigga, everybody already say you ain't finna race nobody. But when you race prime time with a Mustang, 0.9 6 o'clock, no with the ball.
Hey, man, damn that. This is Rick Dane. What you want to do with the motherfucker?
Who in the hell is Rick Dane?
Don't worry about it.
That's the
Don't worry about that. What, now you worry about the motherfucker name?
All right. What kind of car you got?
No, what you worried about that for? You ain't worried about the, what we got.
Oh, man.
See,
y'all playing now.
No, you can play. You can play, but we can't play.
Can you hear Rick Jane? Well, I can't hear. Who else can hear?
Hey, before Rick Jane get his car ready, y'all ought to get him a goddamn phone.
He on the road, man.
He drives
too.
Yeah. Anyway, he said he got a Mustang with 31s on it. That's what he said.
I hope
his phone
went out back there
somewhere. I hope
he heard him get back on the phone.
So he put up some bug out money, he paid out. Who going through the bug out money?
Yeah, but I want to
know. I'm getting tired of y'all goddamn and let Tony come on the goddamn show pulling y'all like that. I don't like that shit. Goddamn.
Hold on, Tony. What is he saying? You acting like he did, so I'm trying to figure what the hell has he done, dog.
S10 truck, man. Y'all want to run an S10 truck. What's that?
Yeah.
I got a Mustang. A black Mustang. I'm bringing it in here. Big block. I'm 31.
Lock in, bitch. Lock in.
Who is this?
No, lock in, goddamn. Don't worry about who it is. Lock in, you badass.
Lock in.
If
you say lock in, I stand for it. You be locking in foot naked. If you see. How about that?
Okay, foot naked is the one standing for it. Okay, nah, we got that for it. You got a Mustang with 31s, no wheelie ball.
I got wheelie ball.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm not running a wheelie ball car. I run a car without a wheelie ball. Y'all know I told y'all. I run a car without a wheelie ball.
God damn. It's good, Grayson, man. Didn't you just say that?
What the hell? You're buying a wheelie ball.
First of all, I don't care what kind of tires he got.
I don't care what kind of chassis he got. I don't care what color the car is.
Oh, man. You shouldn't worry about the wheelie bar, then. Put some on yours. Did you tell Butt Naked to put some 29s on here? Put some wheelie bars on yours, then. You put some wheelie bars on it.
He can put anything on his car he wants.
You put some wheelie bars on yours, then.
Tony. Take one of your tires out.
That's what I thought.
Okay, then. It's good, Ray. Don't fight this goddamn Willie Ball.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a crying shame. It's got to have to fight a man and lock him in. Well, I already got 3 races locked in already. I'm trying to get 4.
Lock it in. Hey, what's him up then? We got a stock decision to come. We're going to step up, man.
Step up? I wish I would bring a square car to Florida.
Okay, then.
Now, you just said out your own mouth, the only thing you care about is tire size. That's the only goddamn thing we care about, too.
Put
the 28s on that bitch and you got your race. I don't give a fuck what you bring. If it's on 28s, you got it. That's all you're going to say. If it's on 28, fuck you with a donkey dick. Now.
Well, I tell you what, I need to put 26s on it. I've made 26s on it, y'all race.
Put it on it then.
I'm not buying no more tires, man, just to race y'all. Y'all ain't
I'll bring you
race.
Some.
All right.
I got a brand new set, I'll bring.
So you mean to tell me, DJ, you mean to tell me if I bring a Mustang with 28, you'll run him head up?
Yes.
Lock that in.
Now, hey, DJ,
listen
to that. If he drives the Mustang.
You driving it?
Okay. If you driving
Hell no. You can get to Florida to pick out a damn spot, man.
Y'all just went and got Rick James. Why can't you look at nobody?
I'm going to get Ray Charles. I'm going to
Rick Dane. Well, I'm going to get Ray Charles, dude. Y'all went and got Rick Dane. I can go get Ray Charles.
Hey, I'll let TJ drive it in.
Hey, Coach Rick, I'm going to say James Brown. Y'all from the same town, eh?
Y'all put 29s on it. Keep the Willie Balls on it.
Damn. I put them 10 fires on
it. And we're at 11.
Yeah, 29s.
I put 10 fives on it.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, the car I'm bringing Rambo. I'm bringing a Mustang with 29s on it. Rambo got 29s on it, too. I'm bringing a little red Riding Hood to pick up.
Is that the old Rambo or that the new Rambo?
No, we'll run that truck. I'll lock in with that truck.
Yeah, you give me the brake. There's no more selling to give me the brake.
I ain't getting no damn. You begging. What you begging for?
You got
damn truck on to the king, man.
Well, why don't you run Rambo then, DJ?
Who?
Rick James. I'll run Rambo with a 33.
No, sir. I don't want no part of
it. All right, then. We're going to get crazy like you. We're going to get the pile of tie flies, bar and cars, and your name is
Paul. Come on, man. Lock him in with Tony Rice,
man. Man, if you don't know Tony Rice, you already knew that, dog.
You gotta talk about
the 33 for entry. Dog, next week, Gutnick, DJ Grant, and Rick James gonna be on the show. Ain't racing nobody this weekend. Watch what I tell you. Ain't gonna be on the road with nobody.
I try to get him.
Rick James
going to race
right now.
Rick James got to run a truck. You know you're showing out that truck. I try to get him up. Shit. Goddamn,
yeah,
man. Come on, man.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm putting your name on the list. All you do is go to Florida and don't race, I'm putting you on the list.
Hold on. Hey, Tony, check this out. Before right. I call Donye, this Mustang, we run down your head up?
Yeah, I run down your head up, but no Willie Ball. Damn sure will.
Do you want to have tires on the car?
I don't know what Donye got with the car. I don't care. Take the Willie Balls all around with the Mustang. I don't even know what kind of car Donye got. No, hold. Don't even tell me. As long as he got no Willie Balls 29, lock it in.
You know what Donye got. Don't act like you don't know what the car is.
Yes, I will run Donye if he ain't got a Willie Balls head up. Lock him in. Who wants to spark for his
life? No, he got 33s and Willie Balls on his car.
I don't care. He keeps 33s on there as long as he takes the Willie Balls off. I don't care. Lock him in.
He's not going to undress his car.
Okay.
We ain't got a little more up here, so we ain't got no chassis tuners up here.
He got 33s on there. He's trying to run big tire cars and shit, but I don't care. He takes the Willie Balls off. I'll try him in up. Fuck it.
We ain't got no chassis tuners up here. That's why he got Willie Balls on there.
And you put 28s on anything in your goddamn. Anything that you own and drive in your camp, you got
it. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with Donye. I'm going to try. I'm going to gamble with Donye. Because you got Willie Balls and 33s, give me one and one. I'm trying for the Mustang. Fuck it. I'm going to gamble tonight. I'm going to lock something in for Mustang. One and one. You can leave the Willie Balls on there.
Leave the
Mustang on there. What the fuck?
You're not going to give you a spot, man. You're not going to give you a spot.
Call Donye.
Why am I calling? He's not going to give you no spot. I'm not going to waste his time.
Well, I'm saying that. If I had a car, 33s with Willie Balls, I'm going to need no spot. But I ain't got a little Mustang coming down there.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, bam. Well, what about Big Wiz? Is Big Wiz going to be down there?
Who?
Is Wiz going to be down there? Big Wiz or something? He going to be down there?
I don't even know who that is.
He don't either.
Rick James gonna be down there. Big Wiz, or Big Fizz or something.
No, Rick James gonna be down there.
Big James gonna be down there.
Are you talking about Big Drag?
Big Drag. That's what's up, Big Drag, yeah. Is Big Drag gonna be down there?
No, we can lock his car in for February 9th. He'll be at Atlanta with that Mustang.
We sure can.
Yeah, yeah. He go, I'm gonna let have him run on the motor.
You gonna let you blow? Hey, huh? Y'all better. Hey, just to be fair, so we won't waste no more time. Y'all don't lock Big Greg in. He already told y'all that his car might not be ready. He got a pistol. So,
hey man, listen, dog. Listen, this Biz. This is Biz. Let me, this is my gamble, dog. I know what I'm doing.
Lock him in, Tony. I won't have the program money.
Yeah,
okay, we'll lock in. What kind of car you got? He got a brand new car.
Hold on, dog. Stay out my gamble. Dog, stay out my gamble.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, well, get him on private line. Don't do it in my face. Don't dry snitch in my face.
Hold on, DJ, Tony, it's a Camaro with no nitrous.
It's on the motor, all nuts.
A Camaro, no nitrous.
Yeah.
Okay, with the balls and everything too, right? What size
tires? I don't know what size tires. They big though.
I need to clarify something too. Now, Biz, you was talking to Phil when we just locked up. Now, why is Phil texting somebody saying that we locked in for Saturday at 6 o'clock when it's supposed to? What did you say? We locked in Sunday.
You know what? That's the good thing about these grudging shows. It's recorded. We locked in for Sunday.
Sunday being the state lane by 6 o'clock. So, Phil, whoever your little cheerleader is listening or whoever you're texting, the race is for 6 o'clock on Sunday in the staging lane.
Sunday, yeah.
Down on your ass.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah. We know you don't race on Saturday during the daytime.
Exactly. That's why I'm trying to, you know.
When I speak, I speak very clearly. But back to you, Tony. Yeah, we can lock in drag car for Fat Tuesday.
I can't lock in what car. I don't know what kind of car the man got. I can't lock in like that.
It's a Camaro with big tires. We're gonna run it on the motor. No nitrous, no supercharger, no turbo. Anything associated with nitrous, turbo, supercharger, you win the lockup money.
Okay, y'all gonna run money maker. Y'all gonna run money maker head up. And y'all gonna.
No, we gonna run that Mustang.
25, you already got him. He's supposed to be locked in and running big clock car already. He already locked in.
Boy, this is a captain save a horse. I've never seen one.
What the fuck is going on, man?
Damn.
Oh, if y'all locked in run big clock, well, we already locked in. We ain't got to do nothing there. You already locked in run big clock.
Ooh, we already locked in.
What we got locked in the deal?
Hey, the skirt is big.
As long as prime time locked in, we're going to be locked in. Way more races than that this Fat Tuesday, so don't worry about that.
We understand that, Tony.
But we see one just got killed.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to lock in for Saturday.
Hey, Gunning. Ooh, that was sick how you did that, dog.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to bring a car. If I lock it in, I bring it. But I need to bring the Mustang. Now, I got a race locked in, Rambo. So I'm going to bring Rambo. But I just want to bring the Mustang. Let's get a locked in race.
Well, Tony, you do what's best for you. I'm coming down there to race. If you got anything that looks like something I want, I'm down on your ass. I'm going.
Okay, while y'all was talking about this race, with me and Tony go out of town, we together. Y'all ain't out of town.
You ain't out of town. And we on the phone.
Hey, dog, ain't no problem.
But what I learned up in Chicago, when you open up the door like that, same fee make you laugh, make you cry. Because this is a hustle. We always say this is a hustle.
Man,
and you got in my hustle.
Y'all know what I did for Chicago boys earlier this year.
Tony, you took care of your business, Tony. No problem.
Well, ain't
but
you,
all
I
I'm saying is,
I'm coming back.
We want you to come back. We want you to come back, Tony. But all I'm saying is, two grudge racers was talking. We was negotiating. We were discussing a race. An outsider jumped in our gamble. That's all I'm saying. That's
oh, I'm
all
not
I'm saying.
For Don't even jump inside because I'm not going to lock in on Carlos. I know what kind of car it is. He described the car. I've been running
Tony, I described the car. It's a Camaro. It's a Camaro.
I told you it was bad tires.
Well,
do you hear what I say? The same shit you try to criticize other people.
I told you what size I got.
If I told you 1733s and we locked in, and that man would have came in with 1734s, I'd have lost my money. I don't even know what size tires he got.
Okay,
I said he got big tires. That's all. But I'm just saying. I just want to bring it to light.
Exactly.
So
Tony, you come on here about the only thing you care about is the tire size. That's the same thing that we were saying. But then as soon as we say, you know, you change your tire size, or you try to tell the same, you don't want to listen to that. It's always your way, and then when somebody don't agree to what you say, you act like somebody bagging up. Bottom line is, you don't have no stock suspension car, and ain't nobody finna just jump out there on nothing they don't know. Ain't nobody gonna be no fool.
Willie Dog just saved Tony from the same shit Tony trying to pull on y'all, man.
Exactly.
Rambo stock suspension.
I didn't say Tony from nothing. Tony is smart enough, and he's smart and not as simple as y'all on the phone.
Hold on. They say Phil is on the line, and he says it's Saturday. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Hold on. Let me see if I can find Phil Mike, y'all. Hold on 1 second, because it sounds like we got somebody bagging up already. The person who just texted me, tell Phil to push the one button since he's on the line.
He's on the line.
They say open my line. Okay, no. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Is Tony still on the phone?
Tony's still on the phone.
I ain't got no problem with your hustle, but you trying to run. You got Moneymaker, you want to run stock suspension cars with Moneymaker. You got this back half car, you want to run stock suspension cars. If somebody agree to it, that's cool. But when we come to you with running a full chassis car, drag out a full chassis car, lock in with your back half car, then you don't want to do that because it's lopsided. We just point that out.
And so I don't know.
Yeah.
Phil
is on the line. What's up, Phil? Phil.
White boy Phil?
He's supposed to be, yeah. Juvie. Now, y'all told me open the line that y'all on the line. Y'all want to say nothing now? We hear your background noise. Hello. Feeling the white boys. Where you at? Hello.
That's probably my background noise, DJ. No matter what.
Who locked up the
raise?
We locked up the raise, or who locked the raise up
yeah,
with the
white boys? I locked it in, Tony. Biz.
Well, it's recorded. I mean, ain't no doubt about it. It's recorded. You can easily go back and play it.
We locked in 500 or 2,000.
Better be in the stadium by 6 o'clock on Sunday.
What show y'all was on?
This is what the race was. Head Up Pro Tree, 8 Mile. What was first discussed was being in staging lanes at 3 o'clock on Sunday. DJ said, no, he wanted to be in at 6. I, in turn, said, Phil, is that okay with 6 o'clock? Phil said, yeah. Okay, Head Up Pro Tree, 8 Mile, being in staging lanes at 6 o'clock, slip for lane choice on Sunday. Everybody know and me.
You talking about Sunday Bradenton?
500.
Sunday and Bradenton.
Bradenton. Bradenton. 500 on two.
Hold on a minute. Now, listen. He bought to say he's going to let everybody race his stadium, but that really the track closed at 6 o'clock on Sunday, goddammit.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying that's what
we'll
the race.
We'll be the last
is.
Race of the day then.
You know,
we gotta be in the staging lane. So I mean, we gotta be in the staging lane.
Listen, you're gonna let everybody race. You're gonna lock them races up. You need to start locking them races up a little earlier. You have to engage something go on, and then people start seeing hands and
close out. That's true. That's true. But all I'm saying is, dog, the race is being the staging lanes by 6. If DJ is ready at 2 o'clock, we're gonna run at 2.
There you go.
The white boys are ready at 2:30. We're gonna run at 2:30 if we ready. We gotta be in staging lanes by 6. I locked in my money, man. That 500 is my money. Yeah, get Phil on the phone. I'm standing there. I don't know.
He should be on here now. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find him. The text that he's on.
Chauffeur to go off in 2 minutes. You
better
hurry up. The chauffeur to go off in 2 minutes.
Oh, no. I got Phil. No, we're going to call him personally.
Phil, your chauffeur will go off in 30 minutes. 25
Phil,
minutes. Phil, hit the one button. Whatever. Hit the one button, Phil.
DJ.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You on Phil? Yeah, you on Phil?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah,
fine.
I hear you, Phil.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah. Now,
is
now,
that controversy
the
on the day and the time, or what?
No, it's recorded. We're going to go back and just get off the phone with Gunner. He said he's going to post it on Grudge Race tonight. The date's Saturday, and it's at 6 o'clock.
The date is Sunday. The date
is
Sunday, not Saturday.
Yes, you didn't say Sunday, man. I got a D-body
shot
Sunday. I wouldn't agree to that. It's recorded, whatever it says on that recording.
There it is.
It'll be
on Saturday.
It'll go by.
Yeah.
There it is. Because I won't lock DJ up for Saturday when the man don't race Saturday. Everybody in the grudge world know the man don't race on Saturday during the daytime.
Yes, all I'm saying is if it says Sunday on this recording, we'll go by it. But if it says Saturday,
okay,
we'll go by it too.
That's fine. Yes.
Because
yeah.
I wouldn't have locked him in.
No. This is what we're gonna go by. If the recording says Saturday, you get $500. If it says Sunday, we racing.
That's it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, he lost. He damn sure said Sunday.
He so did. I know what it was. Ain't no doubt about it. I'll be just getting to the damn track.
Hey, DJ, I ain't scared to say it. Hey, I've been taught very well by skiing, shorty. You watch what you say, mean what you say, because you will lose a whole lot of money by your tongue. I know what I said.
Hey, Bills, you ain't never lied about that. Skiing will trick you.
Learn from the best.
The problem is great. The only problem is obviously being sandy. That's going to be the only problem. Like being said, if he slipped up and maybe said sandy, didn't know he said sandy,
yeah,
he lose 500.
He did.
No, I heard Sunday. I heard Sunday.
I would have corrected him if he had said it. Because I knew I couldn't do nothing that early on Saturday.
Go back and listen to this whole goddamn show just to see what the fuck they said.
Actually, dog, it was like kind of early in the show. You won't have to listen to the whole show. It was kind of early.
Phil came on saying he wanted to race on Saturday. That's what Phil said. But
yeah,
when we locked it in, Biz locked it in for Sunday. He said, we're not racing on Saturday, we're racing on Sunday.
Okay, whose show is it on?
It's on this show.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, but we were still on, all we did was somebody called from my show and hooked us in.
It's still on our show.
It'll be on both shows, actually.
Yeah.
It'll be on both shows.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, DJ Graham.
Yes.
We still logged in on my phone to the people in Texas are still listening, too.
Oh, okay.
I thought they were off.
No, they caught we at we called on my phone. We conferenced them in on my phone.
Oh,
hell, I'm glad
we didn't get too
nasty on the phone then. Hey, 20
more minutes ago,
y'all. Hey, the boys the boys in Texas ain't ready for Willie Dawg to get nasty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Tell them about my show that I wasn't dogging nobody on my show.
You absolutely did not dog nobody. Only guy that got upset about it was Showtime. He kind of took it personal.
I'm taking the dog because I sent you a text to get me on the damn show.
Well, I was so heavy, but I just got a text. I had my secretary to go listen. She said it.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
She said what?
She said it was Sunday for that lock-in. I just got a text. My secretary just texted it. She said it was Sunday.
We going to keep it gentle. Ain't nobody going to say nothing that it ain't. I would have corrected. I would if, you know, Biz knows, but I would have corrected him if he slipped up and didn't know.
Hey. I can't tell you. I'm not gonna slip at the tongue like that. Not gonna do it. Hey, Danny, when you get a chance, call Shorty.
Hey, you can't get me that grant. I was taking care of Tony Bass.
Liz, you want me to get him on the phone now?
No. It's a difference because I actually locked in the race with locked in my money. I wasn't taking care of DJ Grant. I was locking in.
Let me tell you how that happened, dog. Phil was coming on, and Biz just said, can I talk to Phil? I didn't know what the hell Biz was going to do. Biz was new, but I've already given Biz booking rights for my car. So, I mean, if Biz tell me, go down on prime time, shoot, guess what? Down on prime time, I'm going.
Yeah, well, Tony
wasn't
getting locked in with no car he
didn't do.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He
was already locked in.
But Tony's trying to get us to lock in with a car we don't know.
I don't believe he was right, though. Right.
I know I was right, dog. That's all I was trying to get you to say. But you were sitting there acting like Tony Nutt came on here and shut the show down. That he's how he shutting the show down when he ain't doing shit that he won't do. I don't understand.
You heard it. I kept saying you're right. You just couldn't hear me.
Okay.
You're right. You
know
shit. You're right.
I'm right. That's what I said. If I'm wrong, dog, I want you to tell me I'm wrong because I know I'm right.
I was just trying to stir some shit to get y'all some mental because y'all wasn't doing it.
What you trying to do, stir to jump out there and be some fool? Ain't nobody even be no fool, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm going to tell y'all who the baddest motherfucker over there in Grudge Inc. now. The baddest bitch in Grudge Inc. is Biz, man. I'm
going to
tell y'all that.
Man, I ain't, man. Don't. No, dog, it ain't me.
Yeah,
y'all
just
don't.
King Biz.
Yeah,
that
goddamn
Biz.
That bitch
ain't letting
money.
Be one of
them.
Biz,
you ought to
have to come over here and grudge.
That's why they call him King Biz. Word up. He's bringing out multiple calls.
Biz, if it ain't you, who is it then, man? If it ain't you, who is it then, man?
Our first star says Big Clark. Who the hell could be the...
Definitely.
No, you know what? Hold on. Let me start. First is Big Drag. Because Big Drag is going to drag Clark. That's cool.
Drag going to be the funk out.
Bet he don't.
Drag ain't going to want no goddamn
matter. Yeah. The baddest man in Grudge Inc. is Jay Barnes. What are y'all talking about?
That's a good one. Oh, that's a good thing.
That man's a gangster. He's a gangster.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Can I get a person on that one?
You with that?
When we get together, can I get a person on Big Clog and Drag?
Yeah.
It's Larry. It's Larry.
Larry, you know you automatically got a bit. I want to fuck you up every time I see you. You and Biz want to fuck up every time I see y'all.
Well, you know what? One thing for sure, dog, when I show up, I'm bringing everything with me that needs to be fucked up because I want Big Drag.
Okay. All right, we got
I want the, I want the legend, man. I got that. I got to go with the legend, man. You know, I've been watching this guy since 1971. I got to go with the legend, man.
What I'm trying to tell you, most motherfucking legends dead.
Yeah, well, that one ain't dead though. You just heard him talk on the radio show. He alive, boy. This shit for real, man. This ain't no movie. This for real. I'm asking you.
Hey, dog, I got to tell you this about Drag. Hey, Willie Dog, check this out. Hey, I told Drag when he gets to the track, do not take the car out the trailer until I get there. I want to see y'all face. I want to see y'all mouth when that car pull out the trailer. I got to see
it. Man, that man dead man walking. We know the motherfucking car pretty, but she ain't never want a goddamn ring.
Hey, ain't gonna be something else when you're pretty and fast.
Who the motherfucker? Hey, Gray always got nice, pretty shit. That ain't gonna win no goddamn ring.
Hey, man. Pretty never win a race. But boy,
Hey, Larry.
I don't say that.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Larry, I'm going to bring me a stool down there, too, see? I'm going to bring me a stool down there, so I'm going to climb up on that stool, and I'm going to fuck Big Drag in his ass. God damn it. And then we're going to go to the whole house and buy some pussy.
That's right. So if you pull it out of there, I'm going to have a heart attack. you ain't got to put it on me. Just pull it out of there.
Hey, Larry, we're going to have two. I'm going to bet you 100 on the race, and I'm going to bet you another 100 on the gap.
That sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. You talking about the gap Big Drag going to have on him, or the one you going to have on Big Drag?
I'm betting on my man going to be in front.
Okay. So Willie Dog, after it's all over,
we're
gonna have us a good meal.
That had anything to do with it. If it was up to me, I'll slap the shit out of Big Clark for taking the back tie. Big Clark should be getting y'all motherfuckers the back tie.
Well, the original bet was Big Clark gets the back tie and Drag gets the break. That was the original bet.
I was in about
a
fall for that dumb shit.
Yeah. You got that right.
Well, one thing about it, two things for sure. If the racing world start off in 2013 like it's ending in 2012, we ought to have a damn good, interesting year in 2013.
Hey, we're going to say it like it's now. Now, November the 3rd at both tracks was okay. If Brayton live up to his expectations, you ain't lying, DJ. If Brayton live up to his expectations, you ain't lying.
Roger.
Hey, Dow, so your secretary did go back on the show. Huh?
I do.
Hey, dog, your secretary did go back on the show and listen. She said it's locked in for Sunday, correct?
She did say that now, but like I said, you know, she said Sunday. She said she heard it Sunday. I'm going to go back and listen myself so I know for sure, unless y'all got a dispute about it. I'm going back and listen myself, too, but she did say Sunday.
It's definitely Sunday.
Do us a favor. Once you go back up, because you are authority, and when I see you Saturday, I'm putting $500 in your hand for the lockup for you to be the DT man. So,
hey, Ben.
You go back. Yeah.
I don't know what y'all locked up for, so I can't enforce no rules, though, Ben.
We're going to both be right there, and we're going to both say the rules right then and there.
No problem.
And then I'm you the
no
money.
Problem. No problem.
Yeah. No
hey,
problem.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
you get, when you, when, yeah.
That $500 you talking about bringing that you're going to kill somebody, you can leave that at home because it definitely was Sunday. And it was
no, he's talking about for the race. He's talking about the $500 for the race.
He's talking about for the race between who, a dog?
About the race between the white boy. He's talking about his $500. That race is going to be there. He wants both of us to put this $500 punk out. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but see, what he also said, he said that if the man, he said that if it was Saturday, he was going to give $500. He can leave
that $500. He said he lost because that ain't what they lost. If it's bad, he said he lost the punk out.
I can run fat after the sun goes down, but I mean it's just too close to the sun going down.
Yeah.
What time are they gonna be closing down on Saturday, dog?
Yeah. What Ben said is if he did screw up and said Saturday, that means unless somebody else drive DJ car, he loses the 500 punk out. That's what he was talking about.
And I don't even want that to happen.
Well, he definitely said Sunday. He definitely said Sunday.
So, dog, when you go on the show and you listen to it and you get confirmation that I did say Sunday, if you can, get on the board and just give your signature that it is Sunday, and
okay.
Everybody will, fall behind your authority.
I got you. Cool.
Appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to get on back to work, so I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, yeah, man. What's doing, bro?
All right. We got about 10 minutes, so we're going to start wrapping it up. Is that what you think, Mr. Host, Mr. Butt Naked Champ?
Yeah, we still wrapping it up.
Damn, but you ain't fell asleep over there, is you?
Yeah, boy, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Y'all don't.
What make you think you don't first get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, man?
You're the only color I've seen. Your color open up at 12 o'clock in the lunchtime.
Man, you're alive, man.
Four o'clock in the I work from 12 to 4 every day.
Yeah, man, you crazy. I'm at work right now.
You in the office, you ain't working.
I got work to do.
No, she is. Oh, man, 12 o'clock, close it before we ride around at 6 and go eat dinner at 6:30.
Hey, you crazy. Now, I know I just called you the other day, and I know it was after 11 o'clock, and you wasn't even at work, so don't play.
I'll get some parts, so.
Oh, I bet you would.
You got too much money. I got to get the braids in on time. I'm trying to get them damn calls out of there.
That's right.
That shit. They want them calls.
Fine.
Right,
well, everybody, we appreciate everybody tuning in. We appreciate
Okay. We get ready to close out the show, man. Been another good show. A lot of information came out. I hope some of you guys understand about the Grudge Inc. deal and go to grudgeinc.us. Become a member. It don't cost you anything. We're just trying to spread Grudge Racing all over around the world. Get the guys from Texas, John, to become a member. Man, it's a good thing, man, and we're just trying to help each other make better shows, support each other, and push Grudge Inc. with the Grudge Racing goal. Hey, we do make a difference, and we are important in the world of Grudge Racing, and we will be meeting guys from all over the space. So, man, if anybody have a final comment, they can. If not, we're going to get out of here. No one have any final comments, man. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. If you have a topic you want to send, text me or give me a call, and we'll bring it up. Until then, man, hey, nice night, man. Y'all be safe. Yeah.